all about you.
I like things that are mine.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university and a close-knit campus community close to home. Knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read THE Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
Acupuncture, a safe, natural, and effective form of medicine that has been used for over 5,000 years. At Tranquility Acupuncture, they look at the whole body, treating not only the symptoms, but the root of the problem to heal the body naturally. Tranquility Acupuncture strives to help you feel symptom-free, energized, and improve your overall health and well-being. Call 937-561-0832 today to schedule your appointment. Tranquility Acupuncture, 232 North Main Street, Marysville. Here to help you improve your overall health and wellness the natural way.
From the My 96.7 Forecast Center, we put an end to this work week, and Friday with mostly clear skies tonight. It's a good-looking evening. 54, 55 degrees is what we expect temperature-wise. Headed into the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny with a high around 86, 87 degrees. A little cooler on Sunday. We'll see 83, 84 during the day. No mention of rain in our forecast for the weekend. I'm Staff Forecaster Chuck Brady on the new My 96.7, 70s, 80s, and more.
More bang for your buck. Call now and we can confidentially ship your order with no questions asked. Call now to learn how to get our versions of the blue or yellow pills for about a dollar a pill. Call now and ask for express shipping to get your package in days. Call 800-426-8810. 800-426-8810. 800-426-8810. That's 800-426-8810. Call Pharmacy Shop now.
It's the classic game of the week on 95X, Mid-Ohio's rock station.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's week six of high school football. I'm Scott Swiezinski. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, and we have a great, great slate of games across Del Mar Media tonight. We're going to start on WINF with Andy Bryan, who has the Panthers of Hilliard Derby traveling to Berlin to face the Bears. Andy, tell us about what you're going to see tonight.
Well, Scott, thank you very much, and definitely excited. It's Friday night football under the lights. Nothing like it. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now than right here. So getting ready for an exciting game. We got the Hilliard Derby Panthers, who come in at 2-3, and the 0-10 Berlin Bears, kind of a surprise, coming in at 0-5. Talking first about the Panthers, their head coach is Brad Birchfield. He was announced as the head coach for them in January of this year. So this is his first season, obviously, as head coach of the team. They did beat their crosstown rival, Hilliard Bradley, 21-7 this year, but they lost to Davidson 35-14. Other losses, they lost to Lancaster 21-20. And last week, they lost at Grove City 24-13. They have beat Euclid as well, 33-20. Some of their key players, Cohen Cornegie has 116 rushing yards per game on average. He's number 31, a junior for the Panthers. And then Cedric Holman Jr. has two interceptions as well. Number 4, also a junior on this team. Ron and I got to see the Berlin Bears a couple weeks ago as they lost to Olentangy Liberty 10-7. The Bears almost pulled it off at the end. Kid missed a 50-yard field goal at the end for the Bears. He had previously made a 46-yard field goal before that, but he did miss he did miss that one that day. They've also lost at St. Francis de Sales 14-13, a very good game. Lost Upper Arlington 16-10, at New Albany 30-21. And then this last week, lost to maybe the best team in Olentangy this year. The Olentangy Orange beat them 31-7.
WDLR, Marysville, Delaware.
This is a radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine.
Serving America's heartland by 96.7 Delaware and Union County.
Under the lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Marysville Monarch High School football is brought to you by Union Rural Electric, OSU Marion, Mike's Roofing, Middlefield Bank, Sheets, Duke Insurance, Telligent, and Monarch Roofing.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. Check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com. It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with the new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Monarch's Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarch's Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarch's Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarch's Roofing, the contractor that cares.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's week 6 of high school football. I'm Scott Swiezinski. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. And we have a great slate of games across Del Mar Media tonight. We're going to start on WINF with Andy Bryan, who has the Panthers of Hilliard Derby traveling to Berlin to face the Bears. Andy, tell us about what you're going to see tonight.
Well, Scott, thank you very much, and definitely excited. It's Friday night football under the lights. Nothing like it. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now than right here. So getting ready for an exciting game. We got the Hilliard Derby Panthers, who come in at 2-3, and the Olentangy Berlin Bears, kind of a surprise, coming in at 0-5. Talking first about the Panthers, their head coach is Brad Birchfield. He was announced as the head coach for them in January of this year, so this is his first season, obviously, as head coach of the team. They did beat their crosstown rival, Hilliard Bradley, 21-7 this year, but they lost to Davidson 35-14. Other losses, they lost to Lancaster 21-20. And last week they lost at Grove City 24-13. They have beat Euclid as well, 33-20. Some of their key players, Cohen Cornegie has 116 rushing yards per game on average. He's number 31, a junior for the Panthers. And then Cedric Holman Jr. has 2 interceptions as well. Number 4, also a junior on this team. Ron and I got to see the Berlin Bears a couple weeks ago as they lost to Olentangy Liberty 10-7. The Bears almost pulled it off at the end. Kid missed a 50-yard field goal at the end for the Bears. He had previously made a 46-yard field goal before that, but he did miss that one that day. They've also lost at St. Francis de Sales 14-13, a very good game. Lost Upper Arlington 16-10, at New Albany 30-21, and then this last week lost to maybe the best team in Olentangy this year. The Olentangy Orange beat them 31-7. They are coached by Mark Nori. Last year, the Bears finished at 10-3 with two playoff wins. And some of their key players, London Saxton, who's a wide receiver, a senior on the team, Colton Less, senior wide receiver, Chase Cone, a senior running back who we saw a couple weeks ago score a touchdown for them in that game against Liberty. He had the lone touchdown in the game. And this next guy, Chase Arnold, number 20, a senior, had an interception in that game as well. So those are some of the players to look at for the Berlin Bears, who are very excited about this matchup between the Panthers and Bears. Back to you, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Sounds like could be an exciting game tonight. When we come back, when Shelby comes along, you must whip it, as the Whippets of Shelby will travel to River Valley. Dave Gorenflow will talk to us about that game. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. We'll be back.
Off and installs new roofs every day. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated.
You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party. Just let someone else do the driving. Hi, this is Ray Manzarek of The Doors for RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive with someone else who's been drinking.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Red on blue, red on blue, red on blue.
If you have diabetes, listen up. If you have insurance, you can qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends and spend more time in range, significantly lowering your A1C. More importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate, painful finger sticks. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and if you've seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for your own CGM right now. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances will cover your CGM, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the Aptiva Medical CGM Health Hotline right now.
800-398-1716. 800-398-1716. 800-398-1716. That's 800-398-1716.
You're listening to the Classic Game of the Week on Mid-Ohio's rock station, Classic Rock 95X.
We're back with the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. The Monarchs this week are going to head just down Route 33 to battle the Celtics of Dublin Jerome. Steve, give us a little preview of Marysville and what's going on there.
Preview. We got to start with last week and how the game went for us. And it didn't turn out as bad as you would think. The score was closer than, or actually the game was closer than the score would reflect. Although if you tuned in the middle of the first quarter, you wouldn't think that. The Monarchs lost last week to Davidson by a score of 22-7, but they did play well enough to win and weren't really out of it until late in the fourth quarter. Big plays were the main issue for the Monarch defense again. Davidson QB Josh DeBlasio had three TDs passes on the night. The first two were for 66 and 67 yards early in the first quarter. And his last TD for 35 yards came late in the fourth on a wide receiver delay that totally fooled the Monarch defense. All three TDs were to his favorite target, Caden Windham. The Monarchs have given up six touchdown passes of over 30 yards in the last two games. One bright spot on the team is J.J. Henry, who had a solid night while rushing for a touchdown. He's playing special teams. He's playing defense for Marysville. Definitely one of the main leaders on this team. The injury bug continues to haunt the Monarchs, though, who lost QB Evan Beeney to an injury in the third quarter. Now, luckily, Brady Carper has taken as many snaps already and done so, you know, not just in some mop-up duty games. But inserting Brady on the offense does take him away from the defense and puts more strain on an already young squad. Let's see if they can snap that two-game losing streak tonight against the Dublin Jerome Celtics.
And, Steve, the Celtics started red-hot winning three in a row but are not on an upswing at the moment. What are we going to see from Dublin Jerome?
Well, Jerome was coached by a familiar foe and former Dublin Kaufman coach, Mark Crabtree, who's in his first year at the helm for the Celtics. They are also, like we said earlier, in the midst of a two-game losing streak after starting 3-0. They lost last week to Olin Change of Liberty 21-7. The Celtics got 139 yards and a touchdown from backup QB Rocco Lombardi, who's filling in for starter Noah Peoples, who broke his thumb a couple weeks ago. Jerome was also without Bucknell commit Matty Giantonio, who was out with a hamstring injury, but should be back this week. The Celtics had 304 total yards of offense on the night and surrendered 310 total, including 110 on the ground to the Patriots. The Celtics are averaging 23 points a game, just giving up 11 on defense. Let's see if Marysville can go on the road, get a victory on homecoming night for them. And both teams here are looking to break that losing streak.
And that'll be a tough bit, as we know, as we've been to Jerome a couple of times. When we come back, half the season's in the book. We're going to hear about some mid-season report cards. You're listening to the Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable. Come on back after the break, folks.
Get your new shed before winter at Heritage Pines Tiny Homes and Sheds in Marengo. They use the highest quality materials and local Amish craftsmanship to deliver to you the finest hand-built tiny homes and sheds available. With a variety of styles and options to fit your needs, let Heritage Pines enhance your lifestyle. Free delivery available. Mention you heard this ad on Classic Rock 95X and you'll get a free upgrade. Check them out on Facebook or call 614-582-7349. Heritage Pines Tiny Homes and Sheds, located west of Marengo on State Route 229.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-694-1471. 800-694-1471. 800-694-1471. That's 800-694-1471.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back with the Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable. The Monarchs this week are going to head just down Route 33 to battle the Celtics of Dublin Jerome. Steve, give us a little preview of Marysville and what's going on there.
Monarchs preview. We got to start with last week and how the game went for us. And it didn't turn out as bad as you would think. The score was closer than, or actually, the game was closer than the score would reflect. Although, if you tuned in the middle of the first quarter, you wouldn't think that. The Monarchs lost last week to Davidson by a score of 22-7, but they did play well enough to win and weren't really out of it until late in the fourth quarter. Big plays were the main issue for the Monarch defense again. Davidson QB Josh DeBlasio had three TDs passes on the night. The first two were for 66 and 67 yards early in the first quarter, and his last TD for 35 yards came late in the fourth on a wide receiver delay that totally fooled the Monarch defense. All three TDs were to his favorite target, Caden Windham. The Monarchs have given up six touchdown passes of over 30 yards in the last two games. One bright spot on the team is J.J. Henry, who had a solid night while rushing for a touchdown. He's playing special teams. He's playing defense for Marysville. definitely one of the main leaders on this team. The injury bug continues to haunt the Monarchs, though, who lost QB Evan Beeney to an injury in the third quarter. Now, luckily, Brady Carper has taken as many snaps already and done so, you know, not just in some mop-up duty games. But inserting Brady on the offense does take him away from the defense and puts more strain on an already young squad. Let's see if they can snap that two-game losing streak tonight against the Dublin Jerome Celtics.
And, Steve, the Celtics started red-hot, winning three in a row, but are not on an upswing at the moment. What are we going to see from Dublin Jerome?
Well, Jerome is coached by a familiar foe and former Dublin Kaufman coach, Mark Crabtree, who's in his first year at the helm for the Celtics. They are also, like we said earlier, in the midst of a two-game losing streak after starting 3-0. They lost last week to Olin Change and Liberty 21-7. The Celtics got 139 yards and a touchdown from backup QB Rocco Lombardi, who's filling in for starter Noah Peoples, who broke his thumb a couple weeks ago. Jerome was also without Bucknell commit Matty Giantonio, who was out with a hamstring injury, but should be back this week. The Celtics had 304 total yards of offense on the night and surrendered 310 total, including 110 on the ground to the Patriots. The Celtics are averaging 23 points a game, just giving up 11 on defense. Let's see if Marysville can go on the road, get a victory on homecoming night for them. And both teams here are looking to break that losing streak.
And that'll be a tough bit, as we know, as we've been to Jerome a couple of times. When we come back, half the season's in the book. We're going to hear about some mid-season report cards. You're listening to the Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable. Come on back after the break, folks.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cashback rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connection with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back with the Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable. Half the season is done. Half is left to go. Let's talk about where we think teams are, and we're going to do some mid-season grades. I'm going to start with you, Keith Kokinda. What grades are you seeing from some schools, teams you think are doing well? Talk to us about what you're seeing up that way.
Well, over in the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference, Shelby Whippets, who were favored coming into this season, have certainly shown why they are 5-0. Overall, they won every game. Brady DeVito, arguably the best passer in the MOAC as well. But a big surprise is Clear Fork, a team that only won four games last year. They've already won three this season. They're joint first with Shelby at the top of the league standings. They'll be playing, of course, later on. So the Whippets are the dominant force right now, but it looks like with Clear Fork, and even if River Valley could somehow pull off a surprise this week, might be big factors going forward in the rest of the season for the MOAC. But over on the KMAC side, Dave Gorflo, the Mount Gilead Indians have been the story in the first half of the season.
Absolutely. They've had an absolutely dominant offense, surrendering only 9.6 points per game. Coach Reed, great reputation as a defensive coach, even from his years at Highland before he took over the head job at Mount Gilead. But the thing that may push them over the top and keep them atop the KMAC is the offense, which has come to life. We even remarked during our game the other night, we weren't surprised that they were holding Fredericktown to a mere 7 points, but surprised at the number of points they put on the board. And Carson Barnum is almost at 1,000 yards rushing now at the midway point of the season as their fullback. And Fricky is just effective enough with his passes to keep the defenses honest. And if their offense can continue to produce at the rate that they're doing with the defense that has been dominant all year long, Mount Gilead's going to be very, very hard to beat. If you look at the other side of the ledger, Danville may be the biggest surprise with a one and a losing record. I mean, to go back and look at how long it's been. We talked about Northmore the other night, hadn't lost two games in a row for like 3 years and had lost two in a row before winning at Danville the other night. But you'd have to go a long ways back to find Danville with a losing record since joining the KMAC, and that's been a big surprise there. Centerburg in the KMAC has been a pleasant surprise, but they've now dropped one, so it's going to be a matter of who can maybe keep up with the Indians. But if they keep playing the defense they're playing, Mount Gilead is definitely going to be at the top of the heap when the dust settles at the end of the KMAC season.
There you have it there, Steve Ishmael. Marysville OCC action. What are you seeing? How's Marysville doing? What are your grades on them?
Well, I'm kind of one of those tough teacher grading type people that I look at Marysville probably about a C+. Coaching and philosophy for their team, breaking it down a little bit, I'd give that an A just because I think that they have the energy at least. I just don't know if they have the players. You know, the team unity and the culture that they have this year compared to years past, I'd give them a B+. You know, but you look at overall results, about a C because their defense isn't as great. But if you go on the flip side of that, you look at the teams who we thought we knew. Basically, those are your A students that you figure out. Yes, they can take a test well. They could do good. Olentangy Orange, Olentangy Braves, Canal Winchester even, Big Walnut, and Bishop Watterson are all those. And you got some that you think that are, you know, good students or good teams, like Jonathan Alder. We thought they would be good when you get Coach Glass to come back there. They turn out, I think they're sitting at 5-0 right now. And you look at a few that are totally surprise you, that probably need to schedule a parent-teacher conference in Olentangy, Berlin, and Kauffman because they're just not living up to par right now.
Andy Bryan, Ron Smith, what do you guys see up in Delaware? What kind of grades are you giving? What teams over there? We'll start with you, Andy.
So Steve mentioned a couple of the teams that I was thinking about, but that's okay. The Olentangy Orange at 5-0, you got to give them an A at this point. And then the Olentangy Braves are now 4-1. So they've moved in the right direction. Probably give them about a B+ with what they've done so far this year. And I don't want to give too bad of a grade to the Bears. We're going to be watching them here and or calling their game here in just a few moments. But, you know, they're 0-5 right now, Olentangy Berlin, and that is a big surprise.
And there you have it, folks, some midseason report cards, midseason grades. Your game of the week is just around the corner. Skip Mossick is up next. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, and hope you have a great night. Good night, folks.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support our local youth through our Youth Tour. The Ohio's Electric Cooperative's Youth Tour is an annual leadership program sponsored by Union Rural Electric. It's a week-long, all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C. that gives exceptional high school students the opportunity to meet with their congressional leaders at the U.S. Capitol, make new friends from across the state and country, and see many of the famous Washington, D.C. sites. This program is open to area high school sophomores or juniors who receive service from Union Rural Electric. To find out more, visit URE.com. Sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for a no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Beck's Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everyone. Welcome to week number 5 of High School Football here in Ohio as we unbelievably hit the midway point of the regular season this weekend. We have some terrific matchups, including some unbeatens squaring off. We'll get right to it and begin our Week 5 previews next on the Ohio News Network.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Beck's, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Beck's honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, and every season.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. We'll begin our Week 5 previews in the northeastern region of the state. Our first stop is up in Stark County and a matchup between unbeatens as Lewisville hosts North Canton Hoover. Lewisville coach Chris Kappas says Hoover's offense starts with their great quarterback play.
What the quarterback does with his legs poses a big challenge for us to be able to defend their pass, because they have some really good receivers. And also, you know, when he tucks it down and runs, that's where a lot of their big plays happen.
Good one in Summit County as 4-0 Medina Highland will play at 3-1 Copley. Medina County, two 4-0 teams meet up as Twinsburg is at Wadsworth. Wadsworth coach Justin Todd hopes his team's conditioning will pay off tonight.
The dynamic of this game is going to be, are we going to be able to play in, you know, four quarters? Because we haven't had to do that based off of four running clocks. Our starters have been out of the game at the end of the third quarter minimum. So we're looking forward to this challenge because Twinsburg is big, fast, and physical.
Lorain County, 3-1 Olmsted Falls will be at 3-1 Avon. Olmsted Falls coach Tom LaDuca says their team has played a tough schedule to date to be ready for matchups like this one.
We've had to play a number of really solid teams. Avon, obviously, is defending state champs.
pose multiple issues for any team that they play. Very sound, they're very disciplined and well coached.
Game of the night in Cuyahoga County features 3-1 Berea Mid Park hosting 3-1 Grafton Midview. Down to Trumbull County, two 4-0 teams meet here as Girard hosts Garraway. Girard coach Pat Pearson says it's great to be 4-0, but knows the tough part of the schedule begins tonight.
So far, we're really happy with the success that we've had. We know that we've got a big boy part of our schedule here coming up and excited for an opportunity to play a program like Garraway. They've had a lot of success in the past and in the present. So we're excited to play them.
Southwest into Coshocton County. 4-0 East Canton will be at 4-0 Ridgewood. East Canton coach Spider Miller says things get real tonight with this one.
So far this season, we've played pretty well and putting some points on the board, but it's going to be a challenge against Ridgewood, who's probably one of the best teams in the state.
Should be a good one in Muskingum County this evening as 4-0 New Lexington is 3-1 Tri-Valley. Into Central Ohio, a couple of good ones in Delaware County this evening. We'll begin with 4-0 Buckeye Valley hosting 4-0 Hamilton Township. Buckeye Valley coach Grant Georgic says he's really impressed with the Rangers.
Coach Barney over there does a nice job getting the ball to his playmakers schematically. They're super sound. You know, we're in weeks past. We felt like we might be able to get a shot play here or a shot play there. You know, we think we're just going to have to play really fundamental to beat them.
Other side of the county, 3-1 Big Walnut will host 3-1 Westerville South, a team that Big Walnut coach Curtis Krager says has some talents.
They have some dynamic playmakers at wide receiver and running back and their quarterback. Presents a definite challenge by his ability to run and throw. So we definitely have our hands full this week, but like I said, we're excited for the opportunity to play.
Into Franklin County, Canal Winchester is 4-0. Tonight they host 3-1 Pickerington Central, a team that Canal Winchester coach Rob Page knows is good.
They are a very big, physical, tough, downhill run team with a quarterback who can light it up downfield and stretch you vertically. And defensively, they have a ton of guys who are ball hawks and get after the quarterback.
Good suburban rivalry game as Worthington Kilbourne will play at Dublin Scioto. Both are 3-1. Kilbourne coach Mike Edwards.
Scioto has been really impressive this year. You know, when we watch them and, you know, we've been scouting them all week, you know, we see that they have a lot of returning starters. They're playing some fast and physical football and definitely believing in what they're doing and have had a fantastic start to the year. So going to be a great matchup.
Out to Madison County, should be a dandy here as 4-0 London hosts 4-0 St. Paris Graham. London coach Kyle Cutler says his team has played well to date.
I love how they've overcome adversity and kind of stuck together and found ways to pull out some victories. We have quite a challenge and a test for ourselves this weekend against Graham. Well-coached, hard-fought, physical O-line with some heavy-duty skill players. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
Coming up as we continue getting you ready for your game broadcast, we'll hit the northwest, southwest, and southern areas of the state as the Ohio Education Association tonight in high school football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling, continues on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Christopher Kinsey from Cardington Lincoln High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I mean, I've been playing with these kids since I was in fifth grade, so you kind of build like a brotherhood and like the camaraderie that you have, not just about the game, just like kind of life itself, you know, responsibility, knowing where to be. Resilience is a big one too. I feel like I've gained from it.
Lessons in football, lessons in FFA.
You know, the things I learned, and I knew that I wanted to have, like, hopefully maybe an ag background in my life. You know, I've showed livestock since I was, you know, very young, and so it was just kind of a given.
And, of course, the importance of agriculture.
There's family generation farms that, you know, that's their whole life, you know, and agriculture, I mean, that's the stuff that brings your community around. Yeah, I think it's just the most important thing ever. I mean, people underestimate it.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
You can stream the game on your phone while you're gardening. You can stream it while you walk the dog. You can stream it at a trampoline park. You can even stream it at a monster truck rally. But the second you get behind the wheel, the game's over. Remember, Ohio, phones down. It's the law.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Poorly imitated, never duplicated. This is ONN's Tonight in High School Football. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. And welcome back, everyone. Our Week 5 previews take us north into Crawford County as 3-1 Buckeye Central will host 4-0 Colonel Crawford, a team that Buckeye Central coach Jordan Phillips says has a numbers advantage.
They pose a lot of challenges for us, but it's mostly in their depth. They've got 77 boys out for football. That's more boys than we have in grades 10, 11, and 12 combined. So, you know, just the sheer depth that they have poses a challenge for us.
Further north into Sandusky County, 4-0 Hopewell Loudoun will play at 3-1 Gibsonburg. Northwest corner of the state, Ottawa County, 3-1 Genoa area will host 2-2 Maumee. Maumee coach Evan Kirshner says you know what you need to do to have a chance against Genoa.
They have a lot of juniors and seniors that have been playing a lot of Friday night football for the last few years. They have a really good running back, really good quarterback, and a good tight end that, you know, we need to know where they're at on the field at all times. And like it is with Genoa every single year, we're going to have to stop the run.
Should be a good one in Fulton County as 3-1 Archbold hosts 4-0 Evergreen. Down to Auglaize County, Wapakoneta is 4-0. Tonight they host 2-2 St. Mary's Memorial. Their coach, Bo Fry, hopes his team can continue to improve.
We've continuously gotten better. With a great character group that works hard every single day. Wapak presents several challenges, the first one being that they're very athletic, and the second one being that they're very well coached.
Should be a good one in Mercer County as St. Henry hosts Anna. Both are 3-1. South into Dark County, Ansonia is 4-0. Tonight they host 4-0 Tri-Village. Ansonia head coach Adam Hall says his defense will need to play well.
Well coached and athletic. Their quarterback, their receivers are extremely quick and talented, and we know that we will have to work to try to contain that.
Now, another matchup between unbeatens, this one in Preble County as Shawnee hosts Arcanum, a team that Shawnee coach Dave Maddox says he's been impressed with so far.
They've got a lot of size. They've got some very good athletes. A lot of their players have got a lot of experience, very well coached. And should be a good challenge for us.
Next into Montgomery County, 3-1 Vandalia Butler will host 4-0 Tippecanoe. Vandalia Butler coach Zach Geith.
Tip's a good team. I mean, they definitely poses some challenges for us that defensively, they've got a very potent offense, so we're going to really have to set the tone defensively and be able to protect on the offensive side of the ball.
Good one in Clark County as Kenton Ridge welcomes in Springfield Northwestern. Both are 3-1. Kenton Ridge coach John Daniels says these two teams are very familiar with each other.
They have a lot of really talented athletes, guys that we've now seen for several years. They're senior class similar to ours. A lot of those guys played as sophomores, so we're going through our third run with them here of these groups playing against each other, and it's a battle every year.
Southwest corner, Hamilton County, 3-1 Moeller will host 4-0 St. Xavier. Meanwhile, in Claremont County, Williamsburg is 4-0. Tonight they host 3-1 Greenfield McLean. Warren County is next, 4-0 Anderson will be at 4-0 Kings. Anderson coach Evan Dreyer says this should be a good one.
Kings High School has had a great start to the season. They beat a GMC foe, Sycamore. Then you played Witten Woods in week two, and man, they played really, really well. Their offense is led by senior Grant Nury, who makes plays with his feet and his arm.
Southern Ohio, Scioto County, a matchup between unbeatens as Wheelersburg is at Lucasville Valley, a team that Wheelersburg coach Rob Woodward says can be tough to move the ball on.
We've got a lot of athletes that fly around to the football. We've got to make sure that we're recognizing how to keep drives alive, tend to throw a couple different defenses at you and mix things up that really keeps you on your toes. So our guys are going to have to really lock in.
Lawrence County, 3-1. Jackson will be at 4-0. Ironton, a team that Jackson coach Andy Hall says causes everyone problems.
They present a lot of problems athletically for us, but this has been a great rivalry. It's a great competition. Our kids will be excited about this chance to play a team like Ironton. The keys of the game are going to be stopping the big play and not turn the ball over.
Final stop, Athens County, 3-1. Waterford will be at 4-0. Nelsonville York. Their coach, Rusty Richards, knows what the key defensively will be.
We got a big job of trying to contain number three, Hayden Jones. He's a playmaker, tough kid, can do a lot with both his arm and his leg. So we got to just try to contain him and, you know, try to get him third and long passing down.
And we'll be back to wrap up this week's edition of the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling, next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
This is ONN.
And that'll put a wrap on week number 5 of Tonight in High School Football. As always, wherever your team's in action, hopefully they're going to come out on top. For Brian Mays, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy your game broadcast. This is the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
From every snap, to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand, to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing. 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. Check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
Under the Lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
I'm Scott Swiezinski. With me is Steve Ishmael. As always, we have the pleasure of speaking with Coach Mark Crabtree in his first year of being head coach at Dublin Jerome. Coach, thank you again. We appreciate your time. Hope practice is went well for you this week.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Steve, you have a question for Coach Crabtree.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hey, I know it's not exactly Ohio State and Michigan, but after coaching almost 20 years at Kauffman, what's it like taking the helm at Jerome?
Honestly, at the beginning, back in March, April, it was, I was walking in the doors over there and thinking, you know, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, but it was just sort of weird, surreal type moment. But, you know, it's normal now. It's where I'm working. It's where I'm coaching. It's the people that I'm around on a daily basis. And, you know, it's, you know, I'm still getting used to the school, actually, the layout of the school. So that part's still a little bit different. But, you know, the everyday stuff and the people and the kids and all that, it's all normal now.
That's awesome. Good for you. Hey, I know you've been coaching in the Dublin area at least since about, what, 2001. How have the mm-hmm. student-athletes changed since you first started coaching in the early 2000s?
I don't know if they've really changed in ways that I would go, boy, that's a lot different. I just think that, you know, me moving to Dublin back in 2001 was, you know, being from the north end of Columbus and being a Catholic school guy my whole career. And, you know, I went to high school at DeSales and coached there. I coached at Fisher Catholic in Lancaster. I coached at St. Charles. And, you know, really the big adjustment was just going to public school back in 01. And I think, you know, even looking back then as compared to now, I think the people are the same. I mean, there's a lot more people now, you know, three high schools as opposed to two. But everybody's the same. I think there's a lot of people that I still see today that I saw back 24, 25 years ago. And, you know, really, really hasn't changed other than there's a lot more houses around here now.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. So you would say that the kind of the cultures, the vibes at Jerome and Kauffman are very similar?
I would say there's a lot of things that are similar because the people are similar. Now, the history of the programs are different. Jerome right now, as you guys know, is, you know, I think this is the 21st year the school has been in existence. And, you know, Dublin High School, a.k.a. Kauffman, has been around a lot longer than that. So,
sure.
You know, just the history, the tradition, you know, the original school and all that type of thing is really the biggest difference. And, you know, I think Jerome is still – it's still a young school. People are – you know, all the new builds and all of that's going on in the Jerome district. And there's, you know, just people moving in all the time. And it's still – I think Jerome is still finding itself, and I think it will for a while until things kind of even out and settle down. But, you know, they've got a good athletic history, although short. Jerome has been good in a couple of different sports, but there's still a long way to go, you know, at least in the football program to develop it the way it needs to be developed.
And that football program is definitely developed. When we come back after the break, we'll have more with Coach Crabtree. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
In partnership with Ohio's Electric Cooperatives and the Ohio Energy Project, Union Rural Electric is pleased to provide an award-winning education program for your school. The E3 program is designed to promote energy literacy and understanding of the nature and role of energy in the universe and in our lives. As a school partner, you're provided with the curriculum, laboratory equipment, and support activities to bring STEM learning to the classroom. This program is open to teachers, grades 3 through 12, of science, technology, and environmental science, and is sponsored by Union Rural Electric. For more information, visit ure.com.
And we're back, folks, with Coach Mark Crabtree, head coach of Dublin Jerome High School. Coach, again, we appreciate you. Steve, you got another question for the coach.
So, Coach, when you took over back in February, like you said, how much say did you have in the schedule in the teams that you got to play this year? Were they already set, or were you able to add a little input there?
Yeah, they were already set. The schedule kind of gets set a couple years in advance. I know that for next year, you know, the schedule's already complete. You know, I like to do the schedule myself. I've always taken charge of that. I've never had anyone else do it other than me. Obviously, the league and the crossover games, there's nothing you can do about that. You play who you play, but
right.
You know, the non-league games, the first three non-league games are the things that you can make decisions on. But yeah, we're just inheriting what we've already got in place.
Okay, so with the way the playoffs are set up now, do you actually want to try and schedule somebody tougher in those first couple of weeks to kind of test your team to see what you got? Or, I mean, you don't really want to have a couple of D5 schools coming up there and beat up on them, and you really don't know what you have yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. A lot of people have different philosophies. I think with the expansion, you know, after COVID, you know, when they went to 16 and now they've cut it back to 12, as you guys know.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people kind of think the way you kind of had said where they might schedule a tougher game or two or even three to help prepare them for later. But I also think that, you know, I do believe that there's a way of scheduling smartly. I've seen many teams schedule their way out of the playoffs and or a successful season and things like that. Sometimes it's a little too much for certain teams, but on the other hand, you got to commend them for reaching out to tough teams and playing them and really testing their team in advance, you know, before things really get going within league play. But, you know, I don't know. We've always kind of done – I've always had the philosophy of, you know, I always was part of a league that was really tough. I mean, we always battle Hilliard-Davidson, Upper Arlington, and Olentangy Liberty. And I always felt – that those teams, I mean, if you could beat those teams and compete with those teams, that was going to help you for the playoffs. And, you know, that was within our own division of the OCC.
Oh, I remember well.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of battles with those schools. But you know, you also, I like playing teams that were from out of town in our non-league games as much as we could. And, you know, sometimes we play some teams that were just okay. You know, and we did a home and home with them. In other years, we played some teams that were really, really good. And, you know, we felt like, you know, playing some of those hard teams that were from out of the area that you kind of traditionally have heard about, you know, from different parts of the state, we kind of felt like those teams helped prepare us for teams in our division of the OCC too. So, you know, it just depends on somebody's philosophy, I suppose.
Well, thanks, Coach. There you have it, folks. Coach Crabtree, good luck against Marysville and the rest of the season. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Kickoff is just around the corner. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
W225CM Delaware.
WDLR Delaware.
Welcome to Marysville Monarch High School Football on My96.7. Also available streaming live online at my967.net and via the free TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search WDLR, download the free TuneIn app, and get ready for Marysville Monarch High School Football. Now down to the field we go with Scott Zawinski and Steve Ishmael.
And we're live, folks, from Dublin Jerome High School. It's week 6 of high school football, and OCC Cardinal play gets underway tonight. I'm Scott Zawinski. With me, as always, Steve the Ish Ishmael Ish. We got the battle of Union County here tonight.
Well, you can call it the battle of Union County, or we can call it the battle of the backup quarterbacks, too, because both teams are fighting the injury bug here. They got backup QB starting. You know, at first you got Brady Carper under center for the Monarchs. You got Rocco Lombardi under center for Dublin Jerome. One of these guys may end up being the backup like Nick Foles or Frank Reich was, but we don't really know. We're going to have to take a look at that and see.
That's right. Of course, you heard Steve's interview with Coach Crabtree. He told us during some of that conversation that you didn't hear that Noah Peoples, their two-year starter, broke his thumb a couple of weeks ago throwing the ball. And they're also without D1 Bucknell commit Matty Giannantonio, their stud receiver. So that changes the flavor of the Celtic offense a little bit, right, Steve?
Well, I think you changed the flavor, but you still got the same mix that you're putting together, because some of these wide receivers we were watching out here in warm-ups, big, strong, quick. They ran to spots. QB was throwing it right on the spots in warm-ups. Ball was released out of his hand before he even made the break to the sideline, or he made the break in the middle. he can still sling the ball, even being a backup quarterback.
The Celtics sitting at 3-2 right now, coming off a two-game losing streak. The Monarchs reverse that number. You've got 2-3. They're also coming off a two-game losing streak, taking a closer-than-it-seemed loss last week against Hilliard-Davidson. They were in that game. Again, can't talk enough about the play of J.J. Henry, senior running back, linebacker, special team. I'm going to say all-around swell guy at this point.
Yeah, I think that's really what you have to say, because he's doing pretty much everything he can possibly for this Monarch team.
I agree 100%. So Marysville won the toss, and in un-Marysville-like fashion, they actually deferred, not something we've seen a lot or saw a lot under previous coach Brent Johnson, and we haven't seen it yet in five games this season.
Yeah, typically they take the ball, they want to start the pace, you know, get things going, but they may want to put a little pressure on this backup QB and see what he's got.
Yeah, what do you got for real quick, Steve, for some keys of the game as we get ready to kick off?
Biggest thing for me is start fast, but you want to get this QB settled under center a little bit and give him I know he's been taking some snaps here and there, but he's only had probably 20 snaps so far.
Sure, and he hasn't thrown the ball a whole lot. He's mainly in as that scramble, running that option. So, you know, it'll be tough. Here we go. Monarchs are in their traditional row jerseys, the whites with the blue numerals, silver helmets, and white pants. The Celtics are in black jerseys with gold numbers, gold helmets, and white pants. I like the Celtics' new uniforms. They're
sharp. Pretty slick. Yeah, it does.
So Isaac Heller will be in to kick off. Two men back for the Celtics. Looks like that's number two, Lucas Franks. He's one of them. And number 24, it seems, Nick Van Meter. That could be 14, though. It's his. He's facing away from me, and it's going to be a good kick into the end zone. So we get our first look at backup quarterback Rocco Lombardi making his second start. He is a sophomore, 5'11", 171 pounds. Played well enough last week, threw 139 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, well, they played Liberty last week, right?
They did.
They played. I mean, you always got a tough defense going against those guys, too. So, I mean, it's just to get them involved in a game is probably a good plus.
I don't disagree with that. So he is number six. The Celtics will start with the ball at the 20-yard line. They're going to move right to left on your radio dial. So let's see how they start. And like you said, Monarchs, will they start fast? Let's see what they dial up defensively. Two receivers to the right, two to the left for the Celtics. One man in the backfield. So you've got your typical spread formation. That in the backfield looks like it's Joey Slate. Lombardi takes a snap, and he's going to give it to Slate. He's got a big hole, and he's going to be brought down.
Five, Joey Slate's the ball carrier.
Looks like J.J. Henry was in on the tackle, so you got to love
gain of 10.
So they did give him the first down there, so they're going to start quick. Celtics in the same formation. Slate off the left hip of Lombardi. He's going to fake. He's rolling out to his left, looking throw. Pressure's coming on the backside. He's going to tuck it and run, and brought down by Brock Powers and Carter Dunnan. So Lombardi picking up seven on that. That was looked like it was a busted play.
Yeah, it does look like a busted play. They were trying to do a little read option there, and it didn't work out that well for them, I don't think.
Well, you can't be mad about gain of seven on a busted play.
On a busted play, you'll take that any day of the week.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left now. Slate on the right hip of Lombardi, and they're going to give it to him. He's going to go off the left around the numbers and be bottleneck up. He'll be, looks like, just short of the first down.
Yeah, gained a couple there, nothing crazy.
Slate carries, picks up 2 yards.
So real quick, one of the other keys that I had on there, number two, was keep J.J. Henry hydrated. Because that young man has got, he's first in rushing, tied for first in tackles. He's second in receptions, tied for first in interceptions.
Ooh.
So, I mean, he's all over the
place.
He's
all over.
So definitely keep him hydrated and healthy.
Mo Saidi in on the tackle. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Tight end now in tight. There's the give to Slates. He's going to go up the middle.
No, he didn't get it.
He's going to be short.
Slates carries.
Fighting for it, didn't give him a good spot.
No.
I mean, I don't think he got, I think it's, that's good for what he got, but.
So let's see what Mark Crabtree and company dial up here. Are they going to go for it on fourth and just inches? Middlefield Banking, been around since 1901, can help with all your banking needs. Go to middlefieldbank.bank and learn more. Two receivers to the right, one out to the left. Slot back in tight to the left side. Pistol formation, Lombardi working out of the gun. And they're going to give it to Slate again, and he's going to get stuffed right up
short
in the middle.
Nice play.
Grady Evans in there, and that's going to be a turnover on downs. Monarchs will have the ball in good field position.
That's a good stop for us. And hopefully Grady Evans' parents are actually listening, Michelle and Matt. I lost track of his name. I see him all the time.
Well, so excited. Big turnover on downs. Coach Crabtree tries to dial it up. Of course, how do you not with Joey Slates? He's a senior. He's been around for a while, 5'8", 187 pounds. So
definitely been there a while.
Let's see what Brady Carper does in his first start. He's going to be in the shotgun. Receivers out, one left, one right, both backs in the backfield. There's the give. That's going to be JJ, and he's going to be bottlenecked up for no gain.
Two Henry carries, no gain on the play.
Quarmy Bosley in on the tackle.
It's usually how we start this. We'll run JJ Henry right or left, and then, you know, trying to get him a little open and
sure
spread it out a little bit like we got going here.
Two receivers right, one to the left. There's the give. That's going to be Henry again. He's going to cut back on the inside. He's got a little hole, and he's outside at about the 31-yard line.
Gain of seven. That's what I got there.
That was big on second down. Let's see where the spot is. You're right, Steve. Gain of seven there. OSU Marion, could it be you to realize your dreams of having a degree that says The Ohio State? Go to osumarion.osu.edu and learn more today. 8:58 left in the first quarter, no score. Monarchs getting the ball, a turnover on downs, big third down, third and four. Three receivers, to the receivers of the right. Bison goes the motion, there's the give. That's Henry again. He looks like
he's really close. Yeah, that spot they give to him, he got it.
So that's a Monarch first down.
Big first down there, punching that right up the gut.
So the Monarchs will have the ball in the 26-yard line, first and 10. Elijah Bonzu in on the tackle. He's a senior linebacker, 6 foot, 185 pounds for the Celtics. Two receivers to the right. Bising's in the slot. Harlow's out by the number. Kiefer Stackhouse out left by the numbers. There's a give. That's Colin Wimmers, his first carry of the night.
You know, Colin Wimmers may not seem like he gets a lot of yardage on these carries, but when he knows he's going down, he is below their knees and basically dives forward through the pile and gets an extra yard. Yeah. I don't know how he does it every single time.
So he picks up one there. It'll be second and nine. No score here in Dublin Jerome High School. Scott Swizinski, Steve Ishmael, Connor Tracy back at the DLR studios. Harbolt goes out wide to the right. Stackhouse to the left. Bisank just outside or inside him, and then Wimmers inside. Henry's going to go out to the left. He's going to get some room. He's going to make a man miss.
He's
at the 15. He's at the 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, J.J. Henry from 25 yards out. Monarch strike first.
The defensive end slipped, fell down something. He does not make his play there.
So the Monarchs capitalize on the defensive stand and take over the ball and drive down the short field. Good to see them capitalize on those kinds of turnovers.
Yeah,
Steve.
Definitely you want to see that.
Heller on to kick. Jackson Snyder's the holder. That would normally be Evan Beanie, but he is out, we're told, for the season. So there's the kick. It is up. It is good. 7-0 is your score here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold on hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at telligent.net. That's TELEGENT.net.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back, folks. J.J. Henry with a 25-yard touchdown makes it 7-0. Want to give a shout-out to some people listening tonight. Adam Brown tuning in. My wife Amy tuning in. The Wheelers are tuning in. We've got Monarchs taking good control early.
That's four people listening to us, isn't it?
Oh, it's a couple.
It's a couple. Math on the radio is not our
Math
strong
on the radio is not our strong suit.
But that was two nice kicks in the end zone, deep in the end zone, too. Wasn't even close. That's
no.
When you want to start them deep as you can here.
So, again, Lombardi and company will take over on the 20-yard line. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Lombardi in the shotgun. Joey Slade off his right hip. And he's going to fake it, rolling out the left, looking to throw. He's got time. He's got a man. And that is completed. That is number 17, Mason Gatos, the tight end.
Lombardi's pass complete.
You want to guess who was on that tackle?
I'm going to say J.J. Henry.
That's a pretty good guess. Yeah, that's who I had.
So Gatos picks up 8 on that. Three receivers to the left, one out to the right. Ball on the right hash mark. Lombardi working out of the gun. There's a give to Slate. He's going to get bottlenecked up and brought down for no gain. Looks like Jackson Snyder leading the way for the Monarchs.
The defense is definitely sniffing out that run.
They
that little read option they got going on, that little draw they have there. Yeah.
So that'll bring out 3rd and 2, 7:15 left, first quarter. Monarchs on top early.
I think you stuff them here. I think you see their punter. I don't think Coach Crabtree is going to go for this again. It's a little deeper than it was earlier. So
they got to pick this up if the Celtics want to extend this drive. There's the snap. Lombardi looking to throw. He's got time. Now the pocket's collapsing. He's rolling out. He's going to get hit hard, and he's going to be short of the first down.
Looks like he had a little shadow of Brock Bowers back there.
And Grady Evans in as well, so that'll bring up 4th down. Now here's the question, Steve. Who returns punts? You don't have your starting quarterback.
Yeah, no. I was looking at those stats we got from Paul earlier, and it's like he was the only one to return any type of punts.
Well, it's going to be Zach Bisang. So he's been on the field quite a bit, lines up in the slots, ran the ball. He's 5'10", 165-pound senior, has been around the program for a hot minute.
You just need somebody to make a decision and catch the ball or get away from it.
Right. Luca Licata back to punt. Monarchs look like they're coming. And it looks like, is it going to be a false start? It looks like they jumped. It's one of those, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Did Marysville jump because they moved, or did the Celtics move because Marysville jumped?
All good questions.
All good questions. And why the sheet's not. So it's going to be false start on the Celtics, so that'll back them up.
Yep.
They were on the 27. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. That'll give Bisang a little bit more breathing room. So, folks.
Luckily, you can catch this probably at midfield. It'll be good
field position. He could have field position for the second time tonight. So Licata will be on about his 12-yard line. Celtics and Max protect, three men sitting at about the 15. And they're coming. It's going to be a booming
nice kick.
Bisang's going to back up, and he's going to let it go. And it's going to take a roll inside the 20 and inside the 15 at the 13. What a beautiful punt. Talk about trusting your punter.
True, but that's also with, you know, the young kid we've got back there that's returning the kicks. It's, you know, the first one he's going to do in a game probably.
Sure.
You know, and he's not sure. The ball's, you know, ready to go over his head. Does he run behind and catch it, or does he just let it go?
Right.
You just take a chance.
Right. Why the Sheets not? Go on Sheets.com and join the Sheets Rewards. Get all kinds of rewards for purchases on snacks, sandwiches. You can get gas. It's your one-stop shop. When you forgot a soda, you need to get gas. You're
or
a little
breakfast
peckish.
Sandwich.
Sheets is the way to go. So the Monarchs will take over on the 14-yard line with 6:06 left in the first quarter, trying to build on their 7-0 lead. Two receivers to the left. There's the give up the middle.
Something tells me with the look of this offense we got going here, we're going to see a huge dose of J.J. Henry.
I would think so, but there's a man down. Nope, he's got back up.
He's down.
We do have a man down, trying to see who that is. And he is stomping his feet. I can't see the number on who that is right now, so let's see. J.J. Henry went up the middle on that, picked up 3. It looks like it's a lineman down. Coach Young's down there, the training staff, the wonderful training staff for the Monarchs.
Yeah, surprised to see Coach Young run out there right away.
Yeah, that's never a good sign.
No.
So Union Rural Electric, they are your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, providing all kinds of services to those in Union County, residential and commercial, providing services and opportunities for youth, including youth scholarships.
I think they're looking at a knee, Scott.
I would agree with that. Like I said, he was kind of stomping. He's on his back, kind of stomping with his right leg.
Getting him up now.
Let's see who that is. That is Matt Hoover, the left guard. And he's going to be helped off the field. He's got his left leg up in the air. He's not putting any weight on it, so we hope the best for Matt, and hopefully it's nothing too serious. So let's see who comes in on the line.
Should be 67. Carter Payne should be coming in. That's who I got on the depth chart.
We'll have to see. We'll get that here in a minute. Carper in the shotgun, two receivers right, one to the left. Brady looking to throw for the first time tonight. Now he's going to scramble, and he's going to put his head down and pick up a couple more yards.
11, Carper with the keeper. On the stop.
You know, I wonder if they bring Alex McNamara in. He's listed as the backup.
Yep.
On the right guard, but slide him to the left. So nice versatility for Alex there coming in, and hopefully Matt Hoover's okay. So it's third and four for the Monarchs. They've got three receivers to the left, nobody to the right. Henry in the backfield. Colin Wimmers is in the slot. Carper's going to keep it. He's going to make a man miss, and he's going to pick up the first down easy.
First down there, yeah.
11, Carper with the keeper.
Out to about the...
On the stop.
Let's see where the spot goes. Out to about the just past the 25-yard line. 5:06 left in the quarter. Monarchs 7-0.
They had me fooled on that, too. He had, you know, had three receivers to the right side. I thought for sure he was going to roll out this side and try to hit one of them. But.
Yeah. For all your office phones needs, go to TELEGENT.net. Telegent can help you out with your VoIP phone systems for as low as $70 a month. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. And there's the give that's going to be a sweep to Bisang, and he's upended in the backfield. That was blown up by Ty Hawk. 5'10", 150-pound defensive back. He was not fooled by that. Loss of six on the play. They'll put him back at about the 20-yard line, just past inside the 20.
That was one of those slow-developing plays we talk about that sometimes work, sometimes most of the time they're not going to. It's got to be the quick hitters that get us good here, get us moving.
Kiefer Stackhouse goes out wide to the right. Bisang just inside him. It's going to be a fake. Carper's rolling to the left, pocket's collapsing, but he's got time. He's going to look downfield, he's going to throw, and it's going to be overthrown.
Intended target was 23.
Pass intended for Cooper Cromwell. And congratulations to Cooper, named one of Marysville High School's homecoming court.
Yeah.
Jackson Snyder was on there as well. So that'll bring up third and a boatload for the Monarchs. 18 to be exact, leading 7-0 here in the first quarter out of beautiful Dublin. It's a beautiful campus out here. I really like it.
They've updated it a lot since the last time we were here.
It's been a couple of years. And some fond memories, some not so fond memories here. Three receivers out to the left, one in tight to the right. Carper in the shotgun, dropping back, looking to throw. He's got time pressure coming on the backside. Now he's going to scramble, make two men miss. He's going to look to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for Kiefer Stackhouse on that. So got to get, like you said, get him settled down, right? He looks a little rattled.
Yeah, I mean, I think he could have just scrambled a little bit and got a little bit more yardage right there. I don't think he would have got the first, but it would have been a little bit better than trying to throw on your back foot.
Sure,
across your body, you know, and across. You know, just it was a tough throw.
Give Heller some more breathing room. Back for the Celtics is Ty Huck. He'll be just at about his own 45. Isaac Heller will be... Oh, wait a minute. That's not Heller punting out there.
Yeah,
Steve.
I did notice that. I didn't see the shoes.
I didn't either. That is Nolan Phillips, and it's going to be a high booming punt, and it's going to bounce right at midfield.
He was one we were watching in warm-ups a couple weeks ago. He was kicking a little bit better than Heller was, but he was. I think he's a sophomore, right?
He's a sophomore, that is correct. He is 155 pounds, stands at 5'11", but that was a high booming punt. Gave him time, gives Gunners time to get down there. Maybe they're going to save Heller's leg. He did try two 50-plus yard field goals. One wasn't too far short, but they both were dead middle of the goalpost.
Yeah, they were good. They were good kicks.
One receiver out to the right, one in tight to the right. One aside, numbers left, there's the give. That's going to be Joey Slate. Maybe not. Didn't matter who it was. He had nowhere to go.
Yeah, didn't get much there.
That was ending. Number 28, Taj Forrest. He's a junior, 5'7", 163 pounds. He lost a yard on that. Marysville defense looking pretty stout.
Yeah, the defensive line is giving them fits on the offensive line up there. They got a three-man front going right now, too. Expect and pass.
So there we go, and it is going to be a pass. Lombardi's going to throw it out short.
Good defense on that, too.
Yes, it was. The coverage was there. Dunn and Henry. Mason Gados on the catch with that. So
seems to be his favorite target. That's the only guy he's thrown in the direction of.
So let's see what they do on third and six here. Ball on their 40-yard line. Three receivers left, one out to the right. Lombardi operating in the gun. Gados is right at the hash mark to the right. Remy Althaus outside the 40. One receiver out to the left. That's Jack Kaczerski looking to throw. Lombardi's got time. That's going to be complete to Althaus. And he's going to be brought
nice
down by Bisang.
Field tackle.
So Bisang looking good. The defense swarming to the ball tonight, Steve.
Yeah, they're swarming everywhere. They must have got a little pep in their step.
A little pep in their step. Coach Hera giving them the business, maybe.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just you kind of challenge them a little bit and see what they got. But knowing that they run those little flat passes out in the flats, that I think that
it's going to help our linebackers. So Bisang will be at about his 15. Licata in the punt. He had a 50-plus yard punt the last time. Monarchs are coming. We got a flag down. That's another good punt. That's going to roll inside the 20 again. Bisang did the right thing and just backed off on that. So let's see what the call is.
Marysville seems to be getting decent pressure on the punter.
Last couple of weeks they have.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, I think you can expect one to be blocked potentially here, or to go after it harder. I guess.
So there's been no signal. False start.
Yeah, declined it probably.
Why give him a chance to punt it again? Yeah, so Marysville will take over. With a minute 24 left in the first quarter, 7-0 is your score. J.J. Henry with a 25-yard touchdown on their first drive. Monarch defense looking very, very stout tonight.
Keep them off the field. Keep them fresh, kind of like we were last week. At Lancaster, actually, too, is when we had a lot of that.
Yeah.
The offense chewing up most of the clock.
Yep, so they'll start with the ball on the 22-yard line. Licata looking solid with the punting game tonight. Folks, we'll update scores throughout the night as we've got league play all over the area. We'll get you scores from Morrow, Delaware, Franklin, Union County.
A lot of good games going on.
Carper under center. Nobody in the backfield. J.J. Henry goes in motion. He's going to fake the flip, and he's going to give it to Colin Wimmers, who's going to go off the right hash mark, and he's going to pick up a nice gain of about 8 there.
He followed a couple big guys right through the gut there, and that's I didn't even see him until he got through about 5 yards.
That was a beautiful play call by Coach Lau. Faked the little pitch to JJ, and everybody bought on it and gave it right to Colin, and he sold it well. Brady sells that.
He does sell that fake. I mean, and why wouldn't you bite on that? Because that guy's your All-American guy that's running around everywhere.
Yep. Stackhouse out to the left. Bising the slot. There's the give to JJ Henry again. He's going to get bottlenecked up. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide for JJ. Aiden Kors was in on the tackle. He's a D lineman, 6 foot, 190-pound senior. Owen Harbold will check out of the game for the Monarchs. So third and two. Jackson Snyder, your big tight end, will check in. he's another guy that just does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he is. He's playing good on special teams, playing good on defense.
He's going to go out wide to the right, three receivers to the left. There's the give to Henry again. He's going to make a man miss, and he's going to be upended for a loss. So the Celtics defense get a nice stop. Ty Hawk in for the Celtics. And that'll do it for the first quarter, folks. One quarter in the books. Don't go anywhere. 7-0 your score. Monarchs on top. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folk. Isaac Heller will be in to punt on 4th and 4 after the loss by J.J. Henry, sniffed out very well by the Celtics. Ty Hawk will be at about his 41-yard line. Both punters, I'm sorry, I'm used to saying Heller. It's Nolan Phillips. And another high-booming punt by the sophomore, and it's going to take a nice bounce. Both punters.
Yeah, he's getting nice rolls off.
Yeah, both of them are getting it done.
He must have shown Coach Young something in practice that he was doing much better at this.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, I do like the switch up. Nothing against Isaac Heller. He's punted pretty well all season. But we know he has leg strength. You know, saving his legs from punting, what does that do late in the game if you have to go for a 40, 45-yard field goal?
Right, yep. You see this defense come out here and stuff these guys again. And give them a good three and out and get the ball back.
So they will take over, the Celtics will, on the 37-yard line. Jerome trailing your Monarchs 7-0. Remy Althaus and Lucas Franks out to the left. Two receivers to the right. Lombardi in the shotgun. Joey Slate now moves up to his right hip. Calling the Canes. Good snap. They're going to give it to Slate. He's going to go just a little bit inside. Little dive play there. And we got a flag, late flag coming in.
There's a flag on the field.
Face mask, perhaps?
Yeah, I think from where that came from in the middle of the field. That's the only guy that's going to see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Face mask. It is a face mask on Marysville. Monarchs Roofing, the quality you want, the protection you need, and the service you deserve. Call to schedule a free consultation, 937-738-2318. So the Celtics will pick up some nice field position on the face mask there. Ball at the 44-yard line. Would have been a gain of 5.
Yeah, it's definitely not what you want to do.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Monarchs looking to get pressure. They're going to get some now, and he's going to be sacked, brought down in the backfield. Lombardi hit by Jackson Snyder. Just talked about what he does. That's another thing he does, is bring pressure. So a big loss right there, loss of 10. You know, that's, again, talking about Brady Carper and, you know, some of the younger guys dealing with injury, or filling in because of injuries. Excuse me, folks. Another one there for Lombardi. Just not comfortable yet. Doesn't have that sense just yet. He is a young kid.
Just to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, that'll grow the more he plays, yeah. You got to believe. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. Lombardi looking to throw again on 2nd and 20. Pressure's coming. Saidi in, and he's going to throw it away, and he's going to get hit hard and late, but there's no flag. That was close.
Yeah, that was closer than we would like.
Yeah, Brock Powers hit him hard. Mo Saidi was in pressure, and there is no flag that we've seen yet, so that'll bring up 3rd and 20. I'm kind of surprised.
I was surprised.
I'm not
going to
lie,
man. Yeah, no, that's definitely. It looked even close for him throwing the ball when he was out of bounds, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how close I can't see the sideline that well from here.
No, it's hard on the close side. Jack Kaczurski out wide to the right. Three receivers to the left. There's the give. That's going to be Slate on third and short, just playing smart there. So that'll bring up fourth and a lot. 10:46 left in the half. We got a flag there. Let's see what this is. Duke Insurance, serving Marysville for over 40 years. They can fill all your home, auto, and life insurance need, carrying A-plus insurers like Erie. Go to IISAgencyInc.com to learn more. So flag was on Marysville, Steve?
Dead ball, personal foul.
So it'll be fourth and short now. It was fourth and 17. Two personal fouls, as we like to say. Most normal people say, but hey, I never claim to be normal, and those who know me wouldn't claim I was normal either, Steve.
You got the guys moving the chains. They're thinking they're getting the first down out of it, and they didn't get the first down.
They didn't get the first down.
First down.
No, it's fourth and three on that. Ball just across midfield at about the 49-yard line. They do get the extra down on it, so it'll be third. So they don't lose the down. They replay third on that.
Yep.
Nope, that it is fourth down. Everybody was a little confused. Everybody talking about what down.
I'm still confused at that because that doesn't make any sense. Because either you give them, you know, the no play and you do the down over, you give them the yard.
Talking to Dublin Jerome Radio, they just said the same thing. They thought it was an automatic, you know. So here
I'm
we go.
I'm surprised it wasn't first down. But
yeah, fourth and three. To quote the great Bob Dylan, there's too much confusion. I can't get no relief all along the watchtower. Great song made famous by Jimi Hendrix. Licata in for another beautiful punt. Bisang's going to point at it, and it's going to take a nice Marysville bounce and be downed at the 17-yard line.
Looks like he used his pitching wedge to stop that thing on the 20.
So Matt Karam in to down that for the Celtics. So the Monarchs will take over at the 19, up 7-0 right now.
So both penalties there didn't hurt us.
Which is
good, yeah, but you don't need those. That's three penalties so far. They have 15 yards apiece on
those.
Well,
and there could have been a fourth. Of course, the late hit Brock Powers got away with on that.
I think he got away with that.
I do too, Steve. I'll really say it.
Yeah.
Kiefer Stackhouse in wide to the right, two receivers to the left. Strike that and reverse it. Wimmers goes in motion. Carper under center. We're going to have a false start on Marysville.
Yeah.
Slider on the field. False start.
It's not what you need to do.
No.
5-yard penalty.
It is not. So, folks, tune in tomorrow, 3:30. Ohio State Buckeyes travel to Washington to take on. You can hear that call here. Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, some scores around the area. Hilliard Darby and Olentangy Berlin. Darby up 7-0. Over on WVXG, you're going to have Shelby Whippets. They were on top, 14-0 over River Valley. So, first and long. So Henry was the carry on that. Picked up about one, makes second and 14, ball on the 15-yard line. Some other scores. The Pioneers continue their quest for Canton. Orange over Davidson, 28-0. West Liberty leading Fairbanks, 7-0. And Olentangy Braves, we see them next week on top of Thomas Worthington, 16-0 there in Olentangy. Carper looking to throw. It's going to be a short slant. Completed to Stackhouse off to the right, and he's still fighting
still
for yards.
Down.
Still
yeah.
not down, and he's going to pick up quite a few on that. Good fighting for yards.
He got hit after about 2 or 3 yards and ended up getting six, I think.
That brings up third and four. So Marysville trying to increase their 7-0 lead. Need to get out, extend this drive, and get past the chains. They got to get to about the 29-yard line in order to do so. Stackhouse out wide to the left. Bisang in the slot. Carper in the shotgun, running back off his right hip. Carper drops the ball. He fumbled it, and he's going to be brought back. The ball just slipped out of his hand.
Yeah, he looked to do something with it, and it just lost sight of it. Yep.
So that'll bring up Phillips again to punt. It'll be fourth and long. Tough break for the Monarch. Celtics probably happy with that.
Yeah, lucky they fell on that, or that would have been disastrous having that down there.
Some other scores around the area. Jonathan Alder leading Tecumseh 7-0. Upper Arlington Golden Bears, Hilliard Bradley Jaguars 10-0. North Union Indian Lake knotted at zero. East Knox leading the undefeated Mount Gilead Indians 7-0. Dublin, Scioto, and Westland no score there. Hayes and Kilbourne no score. Liberty on top of Kaufman 14-0. Phillips in the punt. It's going to be another high booming punt. Hawks going to back up, and that's going to bounce at about the 45 and stop at about midfield.
I mean, he's got nice rotation on it when he hits it, and so if it hits right, it's going to roll. It's going to get decent yardage out of it. And he does get a lot under it to give his guys a chance to get down there and cover the punt.
He does. The Freddies of Fredericktown hosting Northmore, 6-0 Fredericktown on top there. Big Walnut hosting Padua from Parma, Ohio, kind of near my old stomping grounds.
Padua.
No score there. Padua Bruins. Clear Fork, Marion Harding, 7-0. Colts on top. Buckeye Valley leading Franklin Heights, 7-0. Your score here, 7-0. Monarchs on top. Jerome takes over at the 50-yard line. That's going to be a slow develop play.
No develop play, really, is what that turned out to be.
That was Taj Forrest, the ball carrier on that.
No gain.
No real gain on that.
Hey, I got an update to one of the scores you just said earlier. Orange is up 28-0 on Davidson
28,
right now.
Yep.
First quarter. That's about what they were smacking us around, too.
They are a powerhouse. They are for real. As advertised. So two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation again. Look, Lombardi looking to throw. He's going down the field. He's got a man that's Jack Kaczerski, and it's out of bounds. That ball was not catchable.
No, nope.
But I like that play call. Kaczerski, 6'3", 179 pound. Got to go to the big guy, right?
Yeah, you can throw it down or let him go up after it. Kid had a nice ball we threw down there, just threw a hair out of bounds.
Hunter Sheldon in on the coverage, as well as, hey, Brady Carper still out there playing safety.
Is he? Oh, man.
Yeah, there he is, right?
Guess they don't want to sacrifice that piece.
He's played well at that position. So that'll bring up 3rd and 11, ball right at about midfield. 7:23, 7-0 your score here. Lombardi takes the snap, looking to throw. He's got time. Now he's going to throw, and that's going to be complete. But he got hammered by J.J. Henry.
Who?
J.J. Henry. Made a nice one-handed catch, but Henry read that perfectly and threw a shoulder.
He made a great catch.
That was a beautiful catch.
There was a great hit on that as well. I mean, he took him off his feet.
Wow. Gain of 2 on the play. What looked like could have gone for some yards. So we'll see Licata again to punt. Bising in for about the fourth time tonight.
Let's see if he can catch one of these this time.
Yeah, these punters, they're getting it done, man. They're flipping the fields. They're giving their gunners time to get down there. 6:40 left in the half. 7-0 is the score. It's been a lot of defense. Punt's going to go off to the left numbers. He's going to wait for the fair catch. And he caught it.
He caught it. But, the old adage I say all the time, and you guys probably tired of hearing me say it, you put your heels on the 10, and if it goes over your head, you let it go.
He caught that at about the 5.
He caught it running backwards.
Yeah, he did. Mike's Roofing, superior quality since 1960. The quote you receive for your new roof will be clear and simple with no hidden costs. Go to mikesroofinginc.com today. Installation, tear-offs, the whole ball of wax. So Marysville will take over, leading 7-0 with a lot of green space in front of them at 95 yards, 94 and a half, we'll call it, just to be exact. Cooper Cromwell out wide to the left. Kiefer Stackhouse to the right. Two other receivers in tight. Carper in the shotgun. He's going to keep it and just run. He's got to pick up some rooms. He's got a little breathing room, picked up quite a few on that.
It was J.J. Henry picking that up.
Was it? I thought it was a keeper on Carper. Carper keeper?
I think they ran a single wing, straight back there.
That's why I thought, no, that was Henry on that, folks. I do apologize. He picked up 6, so. Bryce Jenkins. Oh, I'm sorry, Elijah Bonsu in on the stop. Stackhouse out wide to the right. There's the give again.
Henry is running quarterback.
There's a flag down there.
Parker on the field.
That's something new that he hasn't done yet this year.
Give Brady a little breather.
Yeah, check that off the box.
A Brady breather after the Carper keeper.
That's too many.
Yeah, I didn't have that on the bingo card for tonight at all.
Nope, I didn't.
And that's going to be on Marysville again. So seeing some things that have plagued them all year, some penalty issues, it'll be a hold. So they're going to move that back on what would have been 3rd and 3 is going to be 3rd and a lot more.
I think they keep it at 2nd, won't they? 2nd down?
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking? I'm glad you're here.
Sometimes.
trying to look at scores to get Arlington's up over Bradley, 17-0 now.
They are that game. Arlington and Orange is the last game of the season, so
yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
Second and 10, ball back to the original line of scrimmage. Man goes in motion, and Henry's gonna keep it. He's gonna put his head down and pick up about four. Makes you wonder what the offensive game plan is and what Justin Lauk is looking at to put Henry in there, unless they just want to give Carper a breather. We've seen that before. Carper coming in for Evan Beeney, you know, spells him. So third.
They may actually like that two-quarterback system to give the guys just a different look. And J.J.'s that guy this week.
He's in the shotgun. Wimmer's off to his left. Third and seven. Ball on the nine-yard line. Two receivers to the left. Henry rolling out. He's looking to throw. He's going to throw, and it's batted down. Now, Henry has thrown the ball.
Yeah.
So the battle of the defenses continues here in Dublin. Mateo Karam in on the bat down. So Phillips will be in to punt.
Liberty and Kaufman, 14-7.
Patriots on top.
Sitting
at 2-3 after a rough start. Kaufman not able to get it together right now. New coach Nick McVay there. Phillips will be standing on the E in his own end zone. Hawk will be at about the 38-yard line. It's a good snap, and it's another high booming punt end over end. It's going to be caught, and he tumbled it. The ball is down, and the Monarchs have it. The Monarchs with the football. Hawk went to catch it, and pressure came, and it bounced right off of him, and Owen Harbold fell on it.
That was one of those punts that was high, but it wasn't as high as the normal ones have been, so it felt like a line drive almost, and the kid went up to catch it, and he just bounced right off of him.
He got
hit right as he tried to catch it, too, so it was a great play on a defense.
And again, getting that height on those punts like Phillips has been getting all night lets your fast guys like Harbold get down there.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Monarchs will take over on Celtics' 46-yard line, catching another big break. Carper looks like he's back in the game, so spell him for a little bit, right?
Yep.
Gahanna Lincoln beating Central Crossing, 14-zip there in Gahanna.
Homecoming night.
Yep. Homecoming here. Henry's going to go out to the right. He's going to try to string it out, but he makes a man miss, but he's got nowhere to go. He looks like he took a hard hit on that.
You got a 1 yard loss on the play.
He's also one of the guys last year that bent his helmet too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I don't know how much the hard hits are going to affect him. At least not now. Maybe in a couple years they may get to him.
Yeah. Loss of one on the play there. So Marysville trying to extend their 7-0 lead. There's 4:35 left in the half. Stackhouse goes wide to the left. Stackhouse wide to the right, Cromwell to the left, one man in the slot left. Pistol formation. Looks like we're going to have a false start.
Yep. Oh, man. It was going to be a bust play anyway because JJ went left and Carper turned right.
Too many penalties for the Monarchs. It's been kind of a theme the whole season.
Yeah.
Want to give thanks to all of our sponsors, Monarchs Roofing, Middlefield Banking, Mike's Roofing, OSU Marion, Duke Insurance, Sheets, Intelligent, and, of course, Union Rural Electric. We thank you for supporting broadcasts and the kids. You're listening to Monarch Football. Scott Swiezinski, the Ishmael here. Connor Tracy back at the studios. Receivers go out on either side. Carper in the shotgun. Now Henry goes in motion, looking to swing pass. And now he's going to turn around and go the other way, and he's going to be down right away, completed to Cromwell. That's that play you love so much, Steve.
No, it is not. I don't love that one at all. It's like that just doesn't make any sense. It's you know, for a college kid, for a pro team, they may be able to execute that. These guys that are not a passing offense, they just can't execute that piece.
Carper rolls out to his left. Looked like he was going to hit Henry. Throws to his right to Cromwell. The Celtics did not bite on it. So Dublin Jerome getting a good defensive stand after the muffed punt by Hawk. Third and 21 for Marysville.
See what Coach Lauk's going to draw up here.
Let's see. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Carper under center, one back in the backfield. JJ's going to fake it. Carper's going to run it. He's going to get out to the 40. He's at the 45, and he's going to get hit hard, and he's still up, and he's at about the 49-yard line, and that's that extra dimension that Brady brings.
Yeah, he's definitely faster than Beeney was.
Yeah, you know, well, and I mean, Beanie's small. He's 5'8", 138 pounds. Carper stands at 6'1", 155 pounds, so Great gain of 14 on the play, but it'd be fourth and seven, so Nolan Phillips will come up again. Just under 3 minutes in the first half. Don't go anywhere, folks, at halftime. Steve and I will talk about the first half and recap. You'll get a little bit of your Skip Mossick, and then Steve and I will talk about the second half and update some scores. We're here in Dublin, Ohio. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. 7-0. Monarchs struck early.
Do you see any trickeration going on here? They're doing a lot of talking over there.
Well, they better hurry because they're going to have to take a timeout.
Yeah, and I think that's where they were at. They were going to do it anyway.
I think so. I do agree with that. Middlefield Banking, located at 160 Coleman's Crossing right there in Marysville, has been with us since 1901, proudly serving 19 communities across northeastern, central, and western Ohio. Whether it's personal or business banking, investments, mortgages, or more, go to middlefieldbanking.bank to see how they can meet your needs. So back here at Dublin, Jerome, they're still talking about it, Steve. I mean, you know, why not try it? You got 2:28. You got two timeouts left.
Defense is playing great.
You know, even,
Do you try the fake or you just say, hey, screw it, we're just going to go for it?
I would try it, especially because you get the ball to start in the second half, which is something I'm not used to saying.
True,
for the
yeah, definitely. Look at who's in the backfield here. No, it doesn't look like it.
Well, I mean, you got Brock Powers back there. He could potentially run it. They're not back far enough, though, is my concern, unless they just take that direct snap. Phillips will be about the 40-yard line. Huck will be at about his 19. Nope, they are going to punt it away. And it's going to be another gorgeous punt. It's going to back him up. He's going to field it at about the 15, and he's going to make a man miss. He's going to bounce and zag, and he's finally going to be brought down at about the 18-yard line, 17-yard line.
About eight guys right there in white jerseys just all over him. Olin Tangi up 23-0 over Thomas Worthington in second.
We see the Braves next week, and their defense loaded with D1 commits, one at each level.
Right.
One on the D-line, Daniel Stevens going to Navy. One linebacker, C.J. Santa. And, of course, everybody talks about Caden Gebhardt going to Clemson. They probably would like to have had him this year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The way their season's going.
I don't know if Dabo's going to be there or not. Who knows?
Remy Althaus goes out wide to the left. Two more receivers inside of him. One receiver out to the right. That's Katursky. Lombardi working in the shotgun, running back off his hip. He's looking to throw. He's got time. He's rolling a little bit. Pressure starting to come, and he's going to throw down the field for Katursky, but he's out of bounds. They put Carper over there on Katursky. He's given up less height on that.
Yeah.
And we got another flag.
I would think that's got to be a hold.
I would agree with that.
As long as the play took to develop.
I would not disagree with you, my friend.
He's arguing it, but it's not going to do him any good.
Yeah, you can argue it all night long.
Already threw the laundry on the field.
Some exciting Major League Baseball going on. The Red Hot Guardians going in their last series of the season.
I'm a Pirates fan. What's it like having baseball at this time?
If you'd asked me a month ago, I'd have been with you, but they've been on a tear. They are trailing 4-2 right now against the Rangers. They are tied with the Tigers in first place, but because of the tiebreaker, they actually would win the division. Three receivers to the left again, one to the right. Lombardi in the shotgun. There's fake, and he's going to roll out to his left, and he's going to be brought down for a short gain.
Not much there.
Lombardi's got some wheels on him, though.
He's out there quick. He's good. So the Guardians, are they in no matter what?
No, there's still a lot to happen. So it looks like Detroit and Cleveland both have a little lead over Houston. Detroit has the luxury of going to Boston, and I say luxury as a Guardians fan, because Boston holds like a game and a half lead for the second spot. So there's a lot that could happen over this weekend. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, 7-0, minute and a half left. Lombardi looking to throw. He's throwing downfield. He's got a man, and that's going to be incomplete, intended for Althaus.
A little short.
Yeah.
Unthrew him some there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, I don't make short jokes like Darren did to you. That's something our listeners probably miss. The
short jokes?
The short jokes.
Well.
Some of them do. I don't know if all of them do.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pushing 50. I've been this height most of my life.
I pushed 50 over years ago.
Yeah. Well, that's a true story.
And I don't even care.
No, I don't. It doesn't bother me one bit, man.
Nope. I'm having fun what I'm doing right now.
So, third and long, ball on the 12-yard line 7-0's the score. There's the give. That's going to be Slates. He's going to have a little bit of room, but he's going to finally be brought down. That'll bring up another punt. So if you're Crabtree, you got 40 seconds on the play clock. Do you just let it wind?
On the stop, 22.
No, I think Marysville's going to take a timeout. Not going to give you a chance to do that.
No, they will not. OSU Marion, your Ohio State experience is yours to create. We're here to support you along the way. At OSU Marion, you'll experience small class sizes that are limited in number of people, but not in ideas. You'll have unparalleled access to faculty expertise and to the breadth and depth of the opportunity synonymous with being a Buckeye. Frequent one-on-one and small group conversations and discussions enable meaningful connections to form with both faculty and peers. Go to osumarion.osu.edu to find out how you can be a Buckeye today. Minute 10 left. Coach Young takes timeout. He's got one left. Jerome's got all three left. Licata will be inside his five to punt. He's had a great night punting.
I think this one you might go after here.
I would. Why not? Bisang at about the 39-yard line of Marysville. And they are bringing the house, and he dropped it. Oh, but he gets it off, but it's going to be a high short kick. He got lucky there. It's going to take a nice roll. Wow. He gets a roll on that.
That's about a 50-yard gift right there.
That was. After Licata dropped it. You know, Steve, watching that rolled like that brings up visions from about 4 years ago in 2021 when we were here. Jerome was number six in the state, and we were number seven. And Gabe Powers, sitting down near the end zone, let one roll to punt. He punted, returned a lot of punts that year. And remember, he just kind of waved it off, and he picked it up after everybody kind of backed off and took it about 60 yards, I believe.
Yeah, that was the 34-0 that year, I believe that was.
That was a big game that was touted as a game of the week, and Marysville just had one of their best seasons there. Carper looking to throw. He's got time. He's going down the field. He's got a man.
Oh,
and it's
dropped. There's a bump there.
Bisang, the intended receiver, the ball was there. No flag was down.
I like the throw. I like the play here.
Take the shot down the field.
Shot.
Even if you can get in field goal range for Heller. Or maybe it'll be Nolan Phillips. Who knows?
Yes.
We haven't seen.
I'm not sure he was warming up extra points and stuff, too.
It looked like he made
a kick, but I think Heller's got the leg anyway.
Braden Sumption in on the coverage for the Celtics. He's a senior. Man goes in motion. There's the give. That's going to be Henry.
Joker.
He's going to get to the outside. He's at the 45. He makes a man miss across the 50. Still at the 45 and down at about the 42-yard line. Nice run on second down by J.J.
Yeah, he took three guys for a ride for about 5 yards right there. They were just jumping on his back.
Monarchs are going to go tempo. They do still have one timeout, but you think they're going to want to save it if they have to bring out the kicking team. 38 seconds left in the half. 7-0. Harbold and Bison go out wide to the right. Stackhouse to the left. Carper looking to throw. He's looking right. Time's coming. Pocket's collapsing. He's got a man, and that's going to be incomplete.
I like that. Throw that away. Stop the clock. Give yourself a little breather here. You need about 10 yards probably to give Heller a good shot.
I say why not. Tune in every Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. The Mid-Ohio Breakfast Club, Mark, Pam, and Sherry bringing you all of the greatest info and news from Marysville and Delaware. So 25 ticks left on the clock. Jackson Snyder comes in. He brings some height for him.
Yeah, I don't even think you need 10. You need about 7 or 8 to make it comfortable.
I would agree with that. So Carper looking to throw. He's got all kinds of time. He's just going to dump it in the middle to Snyder. He's going to make a man miss. Snyder's at about the 36, 37, so it won't be a first down. You take the timeout now and just come in and kick it with 10 seconds left.
Well, the way they're running the clock down, I think they're going to do that.
I think so. Let's see. Maybe they'll spike it on third down. 5-4, and Carper does spike it.
Well, I don't understand why you would spike that. Just take the timeout. Does he not know he has one left?
Maybe that was just what's on the wristband. I saw him wearing a wrist. I saw him wearing a wristband down there. I didn't just make that up for once. But, folks, if you do hear me randomly throw out a QBR from either quarterback, good chance that's a made-up number.
I don't even know how to figure that up. I know how to figure ERAs up. I don't know how to figure QBR.
So let's see. It's going to be Heller. They're going to kick it.
Timeout, Jerome.
Dublin Jerome's going to take a timeout.
Set up to make a 54-yarder right here.
Yep. Intelligent sells, rents, and services VoIP office phone systems for as low as $70 a month, serving Delaware, Powell, Westerville, and Columbus. These include the latest innovative office systems from Grandstream, YieldLink, and Polycon. Their caring customer service representatives will help you determine which make and model suits your needs. Go to TELEGENT.net today. So this will be what, a 55-yarder for Heller?
54, 54-and-a-half is where they got him marked down right there.
Well, we saw the two last week.
It's about again. Where he was at. It was short, but it was about where he was at.
It was straight, though. I mean, I think if he had a couple of yards on it, we would have saw the field goal, so let's see what he does.
You give the kid a little confidence and let him try it here. I mean, it's...
The ball's at the 37. Snyder will hold at about the 54. Heller getting lined up, getting his footing, making sure it's good. Taking three steps back, three steps over. 5 seconds left in the half. There's the kick. It is up, and it is just short.
I think it hit the crossbar.
I was just underneath the crossbar. So Heller, again, every time we see, gets a little further, and that's halftime, folks. We'll be back. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university in a close-knit campus community close to home, knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read the Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cashback rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks, at Dublin Jerome High School. It's halftime. Week 6 OCC Cardinal play is well underway. 7-0 is your score here. Let's talk about how we got there. It started in the first quarter, Marysville winning the toss and deferred, which is something new for the Monarchs since the change in regimes from Brent Johnson to Mike Young. Dublin Jerome driving the ball a little bit with about 2 minutes, a little more than 2 minutes gone. They go for it on 4th and 3, and that's tough, tough Monarch defense stuffs them. They take the ball over in Jerome territory in good field position. It would be about 2 minutes later where J.J. Henry from 25 yards out would find pay dirt and make it 7-2-0. And that's really all the scoring we had. Defenses have been really tough tonight, playing well on both sides of the ball, getting stops, doing what they're supposed to be doing. Looked like the Monarchs would get a shot in the second quarter, but midway through, Ty Huck fumbled a punt by Nolan Phillips, who's been punting tonight for the Monarchs in place of Isaac Heller. Heller is still doing kickoffs and field goals, and Owen Harbold would recover it. A couple of penalties and a couple of busted plays, and the Monarchs would have to turn the ball over. Jerome trying to get their offense going. They get pinned back. They get a couple of third and longs. Nothing happens there. And then at the end of the half, as we saw last week, Isaac Heller tried a 54-yarder. This one had gone farther than the previous two. Just went under the crossbar. He's 0 for 3 from 50. But the young man's tried three 50-yard kicks in the last two games.
That's huge for us because we haven't had anybody even attempt any of those. Let alone come close to making them like he did here. I thought this one had the distance.
I did too. It looked like it was more of a line drive. So,
yeah.
So there you have it, folks. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll have some stats and some scores from other areas. Skip Mossick's up next. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Martin Bernhardt, president of Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Back in 1960, my father, Mike Bernhardt, started our business with a simple philosophy. Use the best materials, top quality workmanship, and treat every home as if it were your own. It's worked well, and today we have thousands of satisfied customers.
Call Mike's Roofing Incorporated today for your free estimate, 740-387-ROOF. That's 740-387-ROOF, or online 24/7 at mikesroofinginc.com.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. Ironton is the defending Division V state champion, and this evening we'll talk a little Southern Ohio football with Jason Filioff from our Ironton affiliate. Jason joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential because in Ohio, public education matters.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. Talking a little Southern Ohio High School Football this evening with Jason Filioff from our Ironton affiliate. And Jason, some really good high school football played in your area of the state. Let's begin with the team that you primarily cover, the defending Division V state champion Ironton Tigers, off to another really good start this season, but I know a tough one tonight against another really good Southern Ohio team in Jackson.
Yeah, both teams are, it's always a hard-hitting game when these two get together. Ironton's off to the 4-0 start, as you said, and last week they handled Canisius out of New York rather handily, 55-21, another running clock there. There were a lot of question marks coming into the season for Ironton. They lost a lot of talented players, especially Sean Terry, who's at Missouri, Josh Johnson, who's at Penn State, and the quarterback Braden Schreck, who was a three-year starter. But they're playing well. They've got some big wins. They beat Liberty Christian out of Virginia, a two-time defending state champion in Division III there in Virginia, hammered them 42-3. There's still some games down the road. They've got the rival Portsmouth to close out the season. And next week is the big game against Wheeler Wheelersburg, who's undefeated right now. Jackson lost to Wheelersburg 17-7 a week ago, but it's always great to see Ironton Jackson get together, whether it's at Alumni Stadium in Jackson or the Tank in Ironton.
You mentioned Wheelersburg, Jason. They're 4-0. They're facing off with another 4-0 team from down in your area in Lucasville Valley tonight.
Yeah, Valley, surprise team at 4-0 this year. Wheelersburg is one of those teams that just gets better week by week. Rob Woodward always does that with his teams. We've always seen the Ironton-Wheelersburg game open up the football season, but that's been pushed back to week six this year. So they'll play next week, and you don't want to peek ahead, especially with the teams they are facing this week. You mentioned Ironton-Jackson and Wheelersburg taking on 4-0 Valley. That's a conference game, so that's a huge game for them. But we're looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to seeing how that one turns out tonight with Wheelersburg and Valley. I think Wheelersburg probably has the advantage, but Valley, again, surprising 4-0 this year, playing really well.
You know, others that are still unbeaten down in your area of the state, Jason, I mean, Notre Dame, Sims Valley, and Eastern all off to great starts.
Yeah, the Division 7, you got to love small school football, don't you, Skip? I mean, you're talking about these teams that just these teams just love getting together and playing some smash-mouth football. Although Sims Valley, number 3 in Region 27 right now, they throw the ball quite well. Their quarterback, Bronx Carpenter, threw for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns against South Point Division 5 last week. They are in Region 27. Region 28, of course, with Marion Local, but you've got Notre Dame, who's ranked second. They're undefeated. Eastern is ranked third. They're undefeated. Eastern, of course, hasn't lost a regular season game since 2022. Eastern and Notre Dame play October 10th. So that's going to be a good one. Sims Valley plays Eastern October 3rd, and then Sims Valley plays Notre Dame at home October 17th. So those three are going to just battle it out to see who has supremacy in the SOC 1. Just three really good small school teams to keep an eye out.
Well, Jason, last thing. Somebody asked me about this a couple of weeks ago. Let everybody know about, you know, the annual triple header of early season games that is hosted down there at Tank Stadium with the Ironton Football Classic. I mean, it's become a pretty big deal.
Yeah, this started back in 2022, their first one. They pit it as Ohio versus the USA. So they bring in some of the best teams from the Buckeye State and pit them against teams from outside of the state. I mean, we've seen some tremendous teams over the year. We saw Martinsburg out of West Virginia, who won like 85 straight state championships. I'm exaggerating a bit, but they're really good. DeMatha out of Maryland has been here. Ironton played Buffalo St. Francis last year. And this year, I mean, you had tremendous games with Mount Carmel out of Chicago playing Moeller out of Cincinnati. And Mount Carmel wins that game on a 2-point conversion with no time on the clock. And you had so many Division I players on the field at that time. The second game was Watterson out of Columbus beating Middletown, Delaware, 14-13, another tremendous game. And then Ironton, of course, played Liberty Christian out of Virginia. It's always a tremendous day of football. They start at 1. They go at 1 at 4:30 and 8 o'clock. And they sell one ticket if you want to watch all three games. And it's just a tremendous gathering. If you love high school football and you love seeing talent like you won't see anywhere else, this is the place to be. So it's usually early in the season, around week 2 at Tanks Memorial Stadium. So go ahead and circle the calendar, Skip, for next year in 2026 and come on down and check that one out.
Jason Filioff from our Ironton affiliate. Jason, thanks for hopping on. You know we love talking Southern Ohio high school football with you, okay?
Happy to do it, Skip.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Christopher Kinsey from Cardington Lincoln High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I mean, I've been playing with these kids since I was in fifth grade, so you kind of build like a brotherhood and like the camaraderie that you have. Not about the game, just like kind of life itself, you know, responsibility, knowing where to be. Resilience is a big one too. I feel like I've gained from it.
Lessons in football, lessons in FFA.
You know, the things I learned, and I knew that I wanted to have, like, hopefully maybe an ag background in my life. You know, I've showed livestock since I was, you know, very young, and so it was just kind of a given.
And, of course, the importance of agriculture.
There's family generation farms that, you know, that's their whole life, you know, and agriculture, I mean, that's the stuff that brings your community around. Yeah, I think it's just the most important thing ever. I mean, people underestimate it.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This is ONN.
Our thanks again to Jason Filioff from our Ironton affiliate for talking some Southern Ohio high school football with us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
From every snap, to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks, halfway through week six of high school football. I'm Scott Swiezinski. With me, as always, is Steve the Ish Ishmael, Connor Tracy at the WDLR studios. Folks, we're here in Dublin, Jerome. We're the away team. There's Marysville people around us. There's Dublin, Jerome people around us. We may be rooting for opposite teams tonight, but one thing I think we can all get behind is the fact that Olentangy Liberty is beating Dublin Kaufman tonight by a score of 14-7.
Yeah, we're probably all cheering for that.
I think so. Steve, let's talk a little bit about first half. What do we see stats-wise from the teams? Not a lot offensively on either side.
You know, we build this as the battle Union County, the battle of the backup quarterbacks, but now it feels like the battle of the...
Battle of the defense.
No, battle of the backup punters, too. I mean, it's like our guy's a backup technically, but he's, you know, not in a... He's in a starting role now, but both of them had some great kicks. I didn't keep track of the punts. I would guess they probably had at least five apiece.
Multiple over 50 yards by both punters.
Yeah, I mean, it's good solid. It hadn't been a ton of offense, been a lot of penalties on Marysville's side, but I mean, it's us getting back to that run game, getting back to that, you know, a little misdirection here and there. Defense has been playing well. I mean, I think they've been stuffing their run. They haven't had much run. They've got 31 yards offense total, I think is what I have. I mean, so it's not much. They've completed more passes than I think they thought they were going to against us.
Sure.
I mean, they've got 12 rushes for 20 yards, and I mean, he's the quarterback's 4 for 8. He throws a great football.
He does.
He just got to get it to his guys, and he's young, but he's got to get it to his guys where they can get up and get and catch it.
You know, and he does play for a young quarterback. He plays with a lot of confidence. He seems cool in the backfield. He's not afraid to tuck it and run, you know, and that's helped him out. The longest play from scrimmage on either team tonight has been the 25-yard touchdown run. It's also been the only score for the other team tonight as the Monarchs are up 7-0 here at halftime in Jerome. How about some scores around the area? What are we looking at?
Well, what we're looking at here is, obviously, you said Kaufman and Liberty is 14-7. Jonathan Alder over Tecumseh at halftime, 17-0. Olentangy up 30-0 over Thomas Worthington. Orange has got a 35 right now. Ooh. They're nothing against Davidson, so they're going to, you know, go to a running clock when they get in the second half. And Bradley UA, Bradley's losing 24-0.
Over on WVXG 95X, Keith Kokinda and Dave Gorenflow travel to River Valley in Caledonia to watch the Vikings host the Whippets. And Shelby is doing just that. They are whipping the Vikings, 35-0 is the score there. Fredericktown on top of Northmore, 12-0. Big Walnut easily handling Padua, 28-0. Westland and Scioto in a dogfight, 21-14 there in over on Hard Road. Hayes and Kilborn, 0-0 there. Clear Fork Colts, Marion Harding Presidents, 17-0 is the score there. Buckeye Valley, the Barons looking to go undefeated. Travel down to Franklin Heights in Columbus. The Barons up 14-7 right there. Hilliard Derby, Olentangy Berlin, the Bears trying to get their first win of the season. 7-0 is the score we're seeing there. Fairbanks taking another tough one on the chin against the West Liberty Salem Tigers, 28-0. So there's some scores. Next week, we see the Olentangy Braves. Steve and I will be there for the call on homecoming night. The week after that,
hey, we get to be homecoming king and a queen, or I'll be one of them. I don't care.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Yeah.
We'll rig the ballot box later. No. But the following week, we see Thomas Worthington. They're playing in Lewis Center tonight. The Braves having their way with the Cardinals, 30-0. Mount Gilead, they're looking to stay undefeated. They were trailing 7-0 early. They're up 16-7 over the East Knox Bulldogs. North Union hosting the Lakers of Indian Lake, 10-7. Lakers on top of the Wildcats right there. So there are some scores. Your score here, 7-0. So, Steve, what did you see in the first half? I mean, we talked about the punters. You know, what else have you seen? Maybe a little bit on the offensive side of the ball that both teams were doing pretty well.
Well, for Marysville, I liked, obviously, you're getting a good dose of J.J. Henry. But also, you're getting a good dose of Brady Carper, too, because he's gotten some breakout runs. Not as bad as, you know, the 25-yard touchdown we had, but he's still getting a little bit of separation. He can get to the corner. He can pass, but he can also just tuck and run if he has to. But his first instinct, to me, seems like he's going to run the ball. He's going to be able to do a little bit of both there. So for Jerome, I think QB Rocco Lombardi can definitely throw the ball. It's just whether he gets time. His offensive line isn't holding much.
No, the Monarchs' defensive line's getting pushed.
Our defensive line, it looks like from the years past, where you got a bunch of Andrews wrestlers in there, and they're just, you know, kind of take.
Well, you know, I mean, Mo Saidi's been disrupted in the background. There's still no Mitchell Evans. He's nursing an ankle injury. Hopefully he'll be back next week. He's been pretty disruptive. But some of the other guys, Grady Evans has been in there. You know, we've seen Jackson Snyder. He had a sack tonight. He's probably had a snack tonight, too.
Yeah, probably had a snack. But so, definitely we've heard Grady Evans' name a lot over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's next to us here. So if you're hearing screaming, it's not me. So,
you know. And again, linebacking has been a strong suit for the Monarchs. Brock Powers and J.J. Henry have done pretty well. So as we get into the second half, what are keys for both teams? You know, what does Dublin have to do? What does Jerome have to do to come away with a victory tonight and snap that two-game losing streak?
I think Jerome has to control the trenches a little bit to be able to run the football, because if they're not able to run the football, Marysville's defense is going to pin their ears back and go.
Okay.
And it's going to be trouble for their, because if their offensive line can't hold those guys back. But one thing I did see in the first half is that we went to a three-down lineman instead of that four technique we've got going a couple times. If we're still getting a rush with three guys, it means that we're covering guys even more, and that's going to be a problem for them as well.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On the Marysville side, continue to run the football.
Eat up clock.
Eat up clock. Continue to run the football. Get a quick score on this first drive out. They'll be a little deflated, I'm assuming.
Yeah, one thing I think the Celtics really need to start doing is try to get Joey Slate going. He's been pretty ineffective tonight. You talked about the Monarch defensive line. They've really contained him. He's had a couple of good runs. He's gaining chunks little bit by little bit, which what you want from your running back. But they really need him to break a couple of decent runs to open up that pass game for Lombardi. I think that's going to be key. And, you know, I'm with you on the Monarchs. Keep the defense rolling. Make sure your pass coverage is there. It has been tonight. There's been a couple of times we've seen some guys open, you know, short dinks and dunks to the tight end. Guidos has two catches already. He made a beautiful catch, but he paid for it because J.J. Henry waylaid him.
He paid double for that,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
That day.
You know, and I think you keep rolling J.J. Henry. I'd like to see a little, personally now, I'd like to see a little bit more of Colin Wimmers, try to maybe get him to the outside a little bit to see what he can do. We know he has speed.
Yes, he does. And it would be, you know, give J.J. Henry a little bit of a break.
Sure.
Because, he's been playing pretty much every
well,
play.
Well, and, you know, the wrinkle in the fold that we didn't see, and it took me a minute to catch it, was, you know, earlier this season before the unfortunate injury to Evan Beanie, Brady Carper would come in a couple series here, a couple series there to spell Beanie. Well, they did that tonight with J.J. at quarterback, and at one he actually went to attempt a pass. It got batted down. But we also saw him throw a halfback pass early in the season that went for about 40 yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, letting your athletes do athletic things, right?
Yeah, that's what you got to do when you're Coach Lauk. He's got a bunch of racehorses back there, and he wants to let them run.
Yeah.
He wants to get them involved in the game all the time.
So second half just coming up here in a couple of minutes. 7-0 is the score tomorrow. 3:30 p.m., the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes traveling to Washington. You know, I heard a stat or something this morning, a little factoid, that at one point, Washington Stadium was considered decibel-wise the loudest stadium in high school college football.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a high school on the mind.
No, I would agree that. It's not an easy place to play up
no.
there. You know, and Ohio State, they don't struggle, but they struggle a little bit when they go on the road.
Sure.
Especially the first one, because they haven't left the confines of Ohio Stadium yet this year. And it's not like you're going to Illinois or Indiana to play. You're traveling across the country.
Yeah.
Basically, as far as you can go for a Big Ten game for them.
You can hear Paul Keels and Jim Lachey on the call right here on WDLR at 3:30.
You know me. I'm not a Buckeye fan, but I am a Paul Keels fan.
He has
a voice, and Jim Lachey gets a little excited, too.
They've been doing it together for a long, long time. You know, that's Buckeye legends. People talk about Buckeye football legends, and they go to Archie Griffith or Braxton Miller or Chris Carter. Can't leave out Jim Lachey. I mean, he played. Can't leave out Paul Keels. So
he's just a good voice.
Yes, he is. He does a great job. Next week, homecoming back at Impact Stadium. Bob Kenny announcers roundtable at 6. Kickoff is at 7. Steve and I will be there to cover all the gridiron action for you.
Speak of another one, Bob Kennedy was a voice also.
Bob Kennedy.
He was one of the guys that I knew the voice before I knew him.
Absolutely.
And it was just, I mean, you just had this booming voice. He was the voice of the Buckeyes for years.
Voice of the Horseshoe for 23 years. Did a lot right here for this broadcast. Was integral behind the scenes at what he did before his untimely passing. I honestly say, Steve, in the few years that I worked with Bob, doing football and stuff like that, he became really a teacher. I learned a lot just by watching and listening to him and things he said and things he did and how he operated. And I was a better person for knowing Bob, because you talk about the great voice, but he was a great person.
He was a great person too. Yeah, I mean, he's such a good guy.
Yes, he was. So here we go. Kickoff in about 10 seconds. Monarchs will receive the kick. Celtics in their black jerseys. Gold numerals, gold helmets, white pants, Monarchs in their road gear, the white jerseys and white pants, blue numbers, silver helmets. Again, a couple of modernish, old-timey looks, if that makes sense.
No, it does make sense to me. I mean, I really like both looks the teams have here.
So back for the Monarchs, you're going to have Zach Bisang, Colin Wimmers, and trying to see who that third person is. That's Griffin Barry. He started those duties last week against Davidson. 7-0 is your scores here. 24 minutes in the books. 24 minutes yet to be played. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's going to be exciting. Here's the kick, and it's going to be fielded by Wimmers at about the 5-yard line. He did take a big one against Lancaster. He's got some room, and he's brought down at about the 28.
Good return. I mean, he didn't see any contact or anybody until he hit the 25, made the 28. I mean, he didn't get away from it, but it's like we had a good blocking going on there.
He makes that one man miss, and
he's at the 50.
Yeah, easy. So let's see what Coach Young, Coach Lauk, and company can dial up offensively, while Coach Crabtree and his staff are going to look to do defensively. Carper under center, Henry in the backfield, 3 receivers to the right. There's the give to JJ. No, Brady's going to keep it. He's got some room, and he's going to gain about 8 on that.
Yeah, good 8-yard carry there.
He sells that so well.
Yep.
Just so well.
Well, if you're a linebacker or you're a defensive guy and you're looking up, you're keying on number 2 in there.
Sure.
You see the ball going in, and that's where you're headed, and he pulls that out right away.
He's had multiple 100-yard games this season. Tigers leading the Red Sox 3-1. Reds and Brewers tied 0. Guardians trailing the Rangers 2-0. There's the give again right up the middle.
By the spot, looks like he's got the first. Why didn't you give the Pirates and the Braves score? Oh, that's right, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It only matters in my house.
That's
so,
right.
It's like the Pirates are winning 4-1, in case anybody listening cares.
You know who else is winning? The Monarchs, 7-0. They pick up the first down ball on the 40-yard line, set up nicely by a little return by Colin Wimmers. Cooper Cromwell goes out wide to the right. Kiefer Stackhouse to the left. Bisang in the slot to the right. shotgun for Carper, running back off his right hip. And there's going to be
Joker.
Yep, there it is. And Wimmer's got some room, and he's down about midfield. Down. He went out to the right. They all were looking for J.J., but Colin takes it out. The spot should be enough for a Monarch first down.
That's that little misdirection stuff that we were talking about.
Yes.
Little wrinkle we wanted to get in the game plan here, and these guys get down there. I knew this text was coming. Adam Bauer. I care about the Pirates. We're probably the only two people in Central Ohio.
Yeah, probably. Maybe not. Want to thank Adam Bauer, doing a fantastic job running all of our socials for Monarch Radio. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Looking to throw. Carper's got time. He's rolling his right. Pressure's coming. He's going to throw it away.
Nope.
Caught by the opposing defensive back, but landed out of bounds. So
I actually like the play. You throw it away. Get, you know, don't take the sack.
I agree with that. Sheets, it's your one-stop solution for basically everything. Why the Sheets not? Go and sign up for the Sheets reward. For every $5 you spend, you get 1 point. One of our sponsors this year of Monarch Radio here on WDLR. Carper rolling out to the right. He's going to tuck it, looking to run. He's going to be brought down. Bad loss. Sam Pesic, I think it said. It was Pesic, so that was a big loss. Third and 18 now. Good open field tackle by the Jerome player there.
Yeah. As we just got done praising him for throwing the ball away, he tucks this one back. You know, he could. I don't know if anybody was in the area where he could have threw it away.
I don't know if that was a designed run. You know, he'll do that a little bit, kind of a little delay. So it'll be ball on the 42-yard line, third and 18, 7-0. 9:40 left, third quarter. Wimmers goes in motion right to left. Monarchs moving right to left. Dial Carper to throw, and it's almost picked up by Snyder, and he's at the 40. That's a Monarch first down. The ball bounced through two Celtic hands and landed right at Jackson Snyder.
Two hands, tip, keep running, catch, take more yards, and get the first down.
Sweet buttered crumpets. Ball on the 39.5-yard line of Jerome. Good concentration by Snyder there. Wow.
You need those breaks a little bit.
Gain of 18 on the play. Two receivers out to the right. Carper's going to try to keep it. And he's...
No,
he wasn't down, but he's in trouble again. He's going to be down now. Whoo! Parker Middleton and Elijah Bonzu finally make the tackle. Carper never hit the ground, rolled, bounced right up, but another 6-yard loss. Wow. Great heads up play by Brady Carper, but better heads up play by Jerome's defense.
They just kept coming, too.
Two receivers left, one to the right. J.J. Henry, the ball carrier, is going to get it up to about the 40-yard line, so he'll gain about four, make it third and long. Intelligent, they have all of your office needs. These instruments range from very basic models to high-end models for users that have high call volume. Go to TELEGENT.net. See how they can help your office phone systems need. Carter Dunn checking in the game.
Do you run that tight end play again?
I think so. Dunn out wide to the right. Carper looking to throw, rolling left, cuts back. He's got time. He's going down the field. He's got a man. And it's going to be through the hands of Bisang, and I think they're going to get him for an offensive pass interference on that.
You think?
It looked like he pushed off from there. Zach trying to create some space.
He was standing there all alone for a second.
So let's see what the call is. We don't have a signal yet.
How'd they wave this off?
It just looked like he got a little push on it, just a little push, just to get some space.
Waving it off.
And they're waving it off. So either way, you're still sitting at fourth down with 12 to go. So there you have it. Monarchs with some momentum after a couple of busted scrambles by Brady Carper. The Carper keeper did not work as well there.
Carper keeper. It's like a trapper keeper when you're kids, right?
But better. because trapper keepers don't score touchdowns. Brady Carper has a few on the year.
Brady Carper does score touchdowns. It's not always does, but not, he does.
No, but he does. Hawk back on about his 9-yard line. Nolan Phillips into punt. Ball will be placed just inside the left hash mark, easy for me to say, at about the 40-yard line. 7:49 left third quarter, 7-0 still your score. J.J. Henry has the lone touchdown for either team in the game. It's a good punt. It's going to be a high punt, but it's going to be short, and it's going to take a Monarch bounce and roll inside the 20. Hey, pin him back.
You know, he did not go after that punt like you've seen him do multiple ones in the past. It was kick it towards the corner. You want to try to land this in between the 20 and 10, and maybe we get out of bounds. He's at the 20. Doesn't hurt at all. You got, you know, you're pinning them back. They got 80 yards to go.
I agree. Middlefield Banking, whether it's personal or business banking, investments, mortgages, or more, Middlefield Banking can meet all of your needs. Go to middlefieldbank.bank. Jerome takes over on the 19. Jack Kaczorski just outside the 20 to the right. One receiver inside of him, two to the left. There's the give to Slayton. He's got some room. He's got a little hole, and he's up about the 28-yard line. Might be close to a first down, maybe just short, Steve.
Thank you. They're giving it to him.
They are moving it. So gain of 10 on the play.
Ties the biggest run they had of the night. That's the first time they've actually snuck through that defensive line.
Yeah, they've gotten no push. There was a big hole there for Slate. Lombardi in the shotgun. Two receivers on either side. They're going to give it to Joey again. He's going to go up the middle, pick up a couple there.
Five Slate carries. Picks up 3 yards.
He's setting up this play where Lombardi's going to keep this on the next one.
I think you're right. Gain of 3 on the play, a ball on the 31-yard line.
Because when he's done faking that, there's nobody at the quarterback.
No, there's nobody there. Slate's off to the right hip of Lombardi. Two receivers right, two left, man goes in motion. There's a little jet sweep. That's going to be Kaczorski. And he's going to be snipped out and brought down. I'm sorry, that was Lucas Franks. Brock Powers in on the tackle. We've seen Powers make many of those open field tackles all season long. He does well in the open field.
Just sniffs that run out. He knows where it's going all the time. That's that good Powers nose for a linebacker.
Yeah, goes down low, wraps up the legs. Third and 8, ball on the 30-yard line. Clock still ticking. Marysville up 7-0. Three-man front for the Monarchs, showing blitz. It's not going to come. There's going to be completed to Franks. There's nobody there. He's going to get over the 40. That's going to be a first down.
Yeah.
He was wide open.
And that's a Celtics first down.
So Jerome will move the chains.
That's the first time that they've been wide open like that.
Yeah, it really was.
They're running a good mix of pass and run here. That's kind of keeping us on kind of on our toes.
Four receivers, three to the right, one to the left. Lombardi calling his cadence, taking the snap, giving it to Slates. No, he's going to keep it, but it's going to be sniffed out.
Six, Lombardi, the keeper, no gain on the play.
Grady Evans was the first man there for the Monarchs. He did not buy on the fake. He put enough on him just to let other Monarchs come in and make the tackle.
To slow him down enough. And
that's right.
Get some help.
Clock continues to tick. 5:30 left in the quarter. Monarchs clinging for life with a 7 lead. Both teams trying to snap a 2-game losing streak here in Dublin Jerome High School. Lombardi operating in the gun. There's the give. That's going to be Slates this time. He's going to pick up some yards. It's going to be short of the first down, but it'll make it third and very manageable.
Yeah, you got about 6 on that, but it's still, it's manageable now. But, you know, you get that defense. We need a little stop here.
Yep. So it'll be 3rd and 3, ball on the 48-yard line. Jerome moving left to right on your proverbial radio dial. Monarch still showing that 3-man front. Brock Powers looking blitz. Now he backs off.
Change of play.
Yeah, Lombardi looks over, saw something he didn't like. Plenty of time on the play clock as it's about 17. Now Slates moves to the other side of Lombardi. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Ball near midfield. Monarch still showing blitz. It's not coming. There's the give to... Nope. Lombardi's going to keep it. He's over the 50. That's going to be a first down for the Celtics.
Yep.
You talked about it, Steve. Setting up that keeper by running Slates.
We got a key on Slates because he's got a couple decent runs on you, but, you know, nothing crazy, but he's got a few 10-yarders, and you just have to, you know, he's the feature back.
Ball just across midfield into Marysville territory on the 48-yard line. Four receivers in. Monarchs now put 4 men on the line. Dunn and Henry show blitz, and then they back off. 4:10 left, third quarter. Lombardi takes the snap. It's going to be a short throw. That's going to be over the head of his tight end. Gados could not haul that in. He had a nice one-handed catch in the first half.
Yeah, wasn't getting that one on.
Couldn't do it tonight. OSU Marion, could it be you? Their world-renowned faculty and dedicated staff are passionate about championing you and your potential. Go to osumarion.osu.edu. Become a Buckeye. The diploma still says the Ohio State University. Four receivers in the game, two on either side of the line. Lombardi looking throw. Blitz is coming. Pressure's come down. He's going to toss it up. And oh, picked off! And he's at the 30. And he's at the 20. And he's at the 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Guess who? J.J. Henry.
Wow. What a play. They're trying to run that screen play, Scotty, and he sniffed that out. You know, the defensive line should have smelled that a little bit because they had free rushes on the quarterback, and he just kept backpedaling and kind of threw it off his back foot. J.J. Henry saw that and just jumped right in front of the receiver and took it, what?
52
yards to the house.
J.J. doing it again. His second touchdown of the night. He's got one on offense and one on defense. Lord.
You think he'd give us a ride home? Because that's about all he hasn't done.
I thought I saw him bring up the B-dubs earlier. Heller on to attempt the PAT. Jackson Snyder to hold. The kick is up, and it is good. 14-0 is your score. Monarchs on top. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270. Powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. J.J. Henry trying to will his team to a victory tonight in Jerome. Takes a 52-yard pick six to the house.
First one of the year.
First one of the year, Lord.
I should put Marysville on my fantasy team. Maybe I'll get some more points that way.
Yeah, I would say do it. I would say let's do it.
That's definitely got to pump these guys up on defense even more, too. Even if they're a little bit gassed, they're not anymore.
No, that's gonna definitely pump them up. How about this? Kaufman trailing Liberty 21-7 here. Olin Tangi over Thomas Worthington 40-0. That kick is going to be fielded at about the 2-yard line. Man's at the right hash mark. He's going to be brought down. I believe that's Lucas Franks.
Got him right about the 20, so that's pretty good for us. It's where he would end up anyway. He'd kick in the end zone.
Yeah, right?
20.
So let's see what happens here. Monarchs on top 14-0. Want to thank the Dublin Jerome Athletic Department for the accommodations this evening. Our
appreciate
guy Joe
that.
Hooking us up, giving us nice accommodations, a little bit of food there. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. So good people right there. It's always nice coming to Jerome. They're always always real friendly. So let's see what Crabtree and company can dial up and see what the young quarterback can do. Lombardi in the shotgun. Joey Slates bounces to the left, back to the right. Three receivers out to the right. There's the give to Slates. He's got a little hole. He hurdles and makes a man. That's not Slates. I apologize. That is Taj Forrest, so they're going to change it up a little bit. But he's going to have a Monarch first down.
Or Celtic first down.
Yeah, that's what I said, booty trap. Sorry, folks. Monarchs on the brain.
He was jumping around the backfield. I wasn't sure he knew where he was going to line up.
Well, he ended up on the 35-yard line, so that's all that matters.
Yep.
Gain of 12 on the play.
Yeah, that's what I have, 12 there.
Forrest stays in the game at running back. Lombardi looking to throw. Pressure coming. Lombardi's going to throw. That's going to be completed to Kaczerski. Tackled by Hunter Sheldon.
That's those pass routes I was talking about at the beginning of the game where the ball was out of his hand before the receiver made the break to the sideline. He turned around and it was right there.
Yeah, the timing pattern, they play that well. Even with the young quarterback, you know, Jerome taking two big injuries to their starting quarterback and their number one receiver, that's Noah Peoples and Matty Giannantonio. Been around this program for quite a while.
Yeah. A lot of names we remember from years past and brothers, you know, coming
yeah,
up
family
too.
Members.
Yeah.
Monarch showing a little bit of blitz. There's going to be the give, and he slips and falls. Unfortunate. And Forrest is mad. He saw the cut he wanted, but he just lost his footing.
I'm not sure he would have made the cut anyway because we had linebacker coming through there. 55.
Yeah, it looks like Enos Modi was in the backfield right away. So that'll be third and five.
Get a good stop here.
Play clock at just above 2 minutes. Or game clock just above 2 minutes. Play clock at 15 seconds. Four receivers out wide. Two to either side. Lombardi looking to throw. Pressure's coming. He's throwing downfield. That's going to be complete.
Nice
open
field
Franks,
tackle.
But it's a good open field tackle by J.J. Henry.
Picks up 3 yards.
So it's fourth and one. Fourth down territory for the Celtics?
I would think you've got to. Well, I mean, that's.
I would do that little fake keeper with Lombardi.
Yeah. Let him run that read option that he's going in there. I mean, that's.
Monarch showing four-man front, three receivers to the right, one to the left. The young quarterback Lombardi looks over to the sideline, changes the play, Forrest off his left hip. They've got Mo Saidi on the back, and there's a blitz coming, and he's going to be
short. He didn't get it. Short. He did not get it.
Let's see.
Where the spot is, they're not giving
They're
it
waving it off.
He is a yard short.
Grady Evans leading the way for the Monarchs.
Ball turns over on downs.
So that's another turnover on downs.
He ran hard. He ran good at it, but it wasn't to be. He had a good open field tackle again.
Grady Evans getting in there. So Monarchs will take over on Jerome's 44-yard line with 70 seconds left in the third quarter. Holding on to a 14-0 lead, making it two scores, trying to increase that to see if they can put it out of reach.
So with the way the defense is playing, if another score here makes it really,
it's gonna
really
make
tough.
It really tough.
Really tough. It's not impossible. It makes it really tough.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left for the Monarchs. Man goes in motion. That's Bisang, and they're going to give it to J.J. Henry. He's going to break a couple tackles. He's going to pick up about five. On that.
28, the ball
yep, Colin Wimmers, you're right, Steve. Stan corrected on that. Because I got J.J. Henry on the brain. He's done everything else tonight.
I mean, it's fair to try and call him for that anyway. I mean, I think it's kind of.
That's normally his M.O. right there on first down. Mike Young getting the most out of the young man. Owen Harbolt goes out wide to the right. Three receivers to the left. Stackhouse at the numbers. Two inside of him. Carper in the shotgun. No, that's Henry in the shotgun.
That's Henry, yeah. He's got it.
So giving a little spell for Brady Carper.
Well, maybe not. Where they spot it, he's just a hair short.
He might be just short. So you put Henry under center and let him fall forward.
You run it twice like that if you have to. I don't think you're going to need to, but we're going to get to the fourth quarter before they run this, though.
We know Coach Young's philosophy and Coach Lauk's philosophy. If it's fourth and third and short, they're probably going to go for it. And with the way the defense is playing and where they're at on the field, why not?
I've played cards with Coach Lauk. I know he gambles.
And there's a timeout, so we'll take a little timeout. Monarchs Roofing, the quality you want, the protection you need, and service you deserve. Another great family-owned and operated business located right in Marysville, serving Dublin, Plain City, Delaware, and surrounded areas. Voted number one roofing company in Union County with over 500 five-star Google reviews. Go to monarchsroofingco.com today to schedule a free consultation. Monarchs Roofing, serving with heart and crafting with care. Sorry, folks, that was the end of the third quarter. I missed that, Steve. I got so excited. I thought there was a quick timeout.
Well, it's because J.J. Henry didn't tell you it was the end of the third quarter. That's why. That's what we're going with.
The J.J. Henry Show.
Right now on the night, he's got 15 carries. 15 carries, one pass. I don't have the tackles off to get with our buddy Paul. And he's got, I'm going to call that a reception.
Wow. Third and one for the Monarchs, moving left to right. Two receivers to the right. Carper back in the game. Henry in the backfield. And they're going to give it to JJ. He's got the first down and then some.
That looked like a little unbalanced line, right? And then you had a couple guys behind it just lining up. It's like, hey, we're going here. Stop us.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
I think you just keep pounding this at these guys. I don't do anything crazy here. I think you chew up some more clock.
Yeah, I agree. So J.J. Henry moves the sticks for the Monarchs. Elijah Bonzu called his name several numbers tonight in on the tackle. Gage Henry in the game, it looks like.
Yeah.
He's out wide to the left. Kiefer Sackhouse packs him. Cooper Cromwell to the right. Carper looking to throw. He's going to tuck it and run. And he's going to pick up a couple.
Get a couple out of that, yeah. I think that was a design QB draw. Because he, you know, the linemen kind of fanned their guys out, and it gave him a little run, a little lane through the middle to get there.
Yeah.
Gained two on it. It's nothing great, but it's still good.
You know what it does do? It keeps the clock moving, even though there's still 11 minutes left.
You're burning clock up. You got 24 seconds on the game clock. You got under 11 here.
Owen Harbolt goes out wide to the left. Henry, another Henry in the slot. Kiefer Stackhouse to the right. There's the give to JJ. He's going to cut back. He's got some room. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. JJ Henry for the third time tonight. He hits the house.
That's 30. 30-yard touchdown run there. That almost looked like a little bit of a broken play. Because it looked like they were trying to run the Joker off that, but more of a fake on the Joker. And then he was, you know, was supposed to come to the right side towards us, and he saw a hole opening up in the center, kind of juked back a little bit, and it was open up the middle, and it was just a foot race to the end zone.
Yeah, I agree with that. It looked like he was going to give it to Wimmers, and he did not, and he kept it, and good thing that he did. So Heller will be on to attempt the PAT. Monarchs making it a 3-score game. Kick is up, and good. It is good. 21-0 Marysville leading Dublin Jerome. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. J.J. Henry's second rushing touchdown, third total of the night, makes it 21-0. He has accounted for all three Monarch scores, while the defense looking unshakable right now. On top, J.J. Henry, 98 yards on the night. Have to imagine he'll hit that century mark. 10:35 left in the game. It's going to be a high booming kick, and that's just going to go right into the end zone.
See, now, honestly, I know I harp on this a lot, but that is something we didn't have last year. Ball would have been kicked to maybe the 20, maybe the 15, and then you get a 10-15 yard return on it. They're at the 30 already. Now they're starting 10 yards back of that with no chance of getting a return.
Right. Mike's Roofing. They do commercial roof installations, residential roof installations, residential and commercial roofing repairs, layovers, tear-offs, and more. Call 800-810-6555 and get your crystal clear quote today. 21-0 your score. Three-man front for the Monarchs. Two receivers right, two to the left. Marysville saw something they didn't like, so they take a timeout.
Bradley's on the board now against Upper Arlington, only down 31-6. Orange is up 42-0.
Jeez. That's their fourth game this season scoring 42 or more points.
Yeah, the other one was only, 35?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Central Crossing losing to Gahanna Lincoln 42-0.
Phew.
Liberty, like you said, up 21-0 or 21-7 on Kaufman. We all like that score. We got here Grove City up on New Albany 35-17 at the half. Where's Darby and Berlin?
Tied
7-7
up.
Third quarter.
Berlin looking for their first win of the season. Uncharacteristic for Olin Tangi Berlin.
They must have scheduled that parent-teacher conference.
Yeah, they must have, Steve. They must have. So let's see. It's first and 10 on the 20-yard line. 10:35 left in the game. Monarchs up 21-0. Or you could call them tonight the Marysville J.J. Henrys. He's got all three touchdowns. There's the give. That's going to be right up the middle. Ball carrier is not going to get much.
It might have been one where they were...
Looks like Slate's the ball carrier on that.
Slate's carry.
Need to give a shout out to a new listener. I don't know why we have any new listeners, but we do appreciate Lois Everett tuning in for the first time. One of our great teachers at the Early College High School. Ms. Everett, we appreciate you tuning in. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Lombardi looking to take the snap. There's the give to Slates again. They're going to try to get him going, but to no avail. Duke Insurance serving Marysville for over 40 years, meeting all of your insurance need. They are family-owned, family-operated. They can help with Medicare supplements, assist you with that. Go to IISAgencyInc.com.
That was
for
Coach,
more today.
That was Coach Sean Andrews giving us that little info. We get a new listener.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
He's probably out there getting ready for his golf outing this weekend.
Probably.
I can't go to.
Oh, you sound so sad.
I'm playing the best golf ever right now, so yeah.
Third and 8, 4 receiver set. Lombardi looking to throw. He's got a man that slates out. He gets outside the numbers, and he might have enough for a first down.
Yeah, they gave it to him. It's a good mark.
Bryson Llewellyn in on the tackle, but Slates was able just to dive and move the chains. So this Jerome offense showing a little bit of life late in the fourth quarter. Well, midway fourth quarter.
They've always been a complete that pass there.
Yes. Yes. Lombardi looking to throw. He's got all kinds of time. Now pocket collapse, and here comes Brock Powers, and he got to him down at the 20-yard line.
He shot out of nowhere. I didn't think they were going to get much pressure. You know, the linemen were holding their own, and then he must have saw a gap and just took off. Loss of about 10 or 11 on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be second and 21. Holy guacamole. Brock came out of that hole like a cannonball. Two receivers right, two receivers to the left. Everybody looking over on the sideline, getting the play. Play clock at 15. They've got plenty of time. Game clock, 8:35. Lombardi in a shotgun. Running back off his left hip. Lombardi looking to throw. It's going to be short, and that's going to be completed to Kaczerski, but brought down right away. Hunter Sheldon in with another tackle. Secondary playing possessed, I would say. This
yeah,
might be some of the best play we've seen.
I would agree with that. I was getting ready to say that because these guys are covering things well here. He lost yards on that.
Loss of 2 on that.
Yeah.
So it'll be third and 23 with 8 minutes left in the game. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. 10 seconds on the play clock. Lombardi giving his offensive line the play.
He's got a hold there. Come on. That's no one's around that
no
play.
No one's around that play.
Yeah, and they're not interested in calling it either.
Nope. So that'll bring out a punting down. So there you have it. Monarch defense doing Monarch defense type stuff.
So a good rush by Mo Sadie on the end there. I think the tackle hooked him, the tight end hooked him, and I'm not sure how they didn't get a holding penalty there, but he was still fighting through both of them.
Jonathan Alder up 35-0. Fairbanks losing 35-0. 21-0 the score here. Upper Arlington over Bradley 31-6. Shelby on top of River Valley, 2-0 is a good punt, fielded by Bysang. He goes straight down.
Smart play, fair catch, and just kind of do whatever you got to do to catch it.
So Dave Gordon, Flo, and Keith Kokinda get to see Shelby go undefeated. Big Walnut beating Padua 35-0. Kilbourn finally some score in that game with Delaware Hayes 28-9. Up there in Belleville, Clear Fork beating Marion Harding 31-0. Buckeye Valley and Franklin Heights knotted up at 14-21 is your score here.
You always talk about Dave and those guys up north calling those games. They have some of the coolest nicknames up there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the Freddies, the Whippets,
Golden Knights, the Blue Devils.
Yeah.
Carper looking to throw. He's got time. He's going downfield. He's got a man, and he's going to just overthrow it.
He got caught up a little bit there, but it was good.
Pass intended for Zach Bisang.
Carper's pass intended for 13 at Bisang.
So that'll bring up 2nd and 10. You know, I like the play call. I got to say, I like it.
I'm confused by it, but
well,
I'm not the, I'm not the guy.
You know what that's going to do, though? It puts the defense back on their heels a little
bit.
Yeah,
it can't put 8 guys in a box and stop them like that.
Right,
too.
Right. Pistol formation, one receiver left, two to the right. There's the give. That's nope. Carper's going to keep her. It's a Carper keeper, and it's going to be. There's a flag down, but it's not going to go for anything. Looks like it's going to be another penalty on Marysville.
Flag on the field.
Just keep that clock running. I don't care what the penalties are coming in now.
Monarchs Roofing, the quality you want, the protection you need, and the service you deserve. Another great family-owned and operated business located in Marysville. Call 937-738-2318 or go to monarchsroofingco.com today. So the Jerome Celtics decline the penalty, makes it 3rd and 10?
Should be 3rd, yeah. The marker's got it 2nd. It should be 3rd down.
It's 3rd down.
He's changing it now. He sees it.
There we go. So ball on the 42-yard line. Monarchs moving left to right. 21-0 your score. Carper's going to keep it again. He's going to fall forward, pick up a couple there.
Carper with the keeper. On the stop, 54. Coors.
So Dublin Jerome should get the ball back here. But, if you're Coach Young, the clock's running. You got 30 seconds-ish on the play clock. Why not take your time?
I wouldn't have any issue taking the delay of game here.
No, I mean, there's
I mean, you don't want to, but, it's...
Well, the way Phillips has punted tonight, I don't blame you on that. 6:40 left on the game clock. Play clock now down at 10. Marysville has 2 timeouts. Jerome has all 3 of them. Play clock at 3. They're going to get it off. It's coming, but it's going to be a good punt. Hawk is going to back away
not
from
gonna,
it.
Not going to field it, which is
nope,
good for us.
It's going to keep
running.
Rolling and inside, just inside the 15.
He has done well tonight. Whew. He definitely has done well.
I tell you what, man, the punters on both sides have flipped the field like nobody's business.
That's a big thing we used to do years past with Coach Johnson. He would flip the field all the time, but he was good for that. But these guys tonight are, I don't know what the coaches saw making that switch in the punter, but
yeah, again,
it's been great. We saw it in warm-ups against Davidson, right? We saw the difference, and it's like,
and it's not like as we said earlier, Heller has been punting well,
right? It's not he didn't do anything wrong.
I think it's just a stylistic thing because Phillips he gets a lot of hang time on that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what
3-man front for the Monarchs. Bison comes rushing on to cover. And that's going to be Taj Forrest. He's going to get out to the right side to about the 20-yard line. Gain of 5 or 6, depending on the spot.
You got a Jerome player down, slowly getting up, maybe.
See if we can see who that is.
64, I think, is who it was.
That would be Jay Gupta, offensive lineman, senior, 6 foot, 279. So he'll go off for a play. He's walking off on his own,
yeah,
so that's
say,
good
fella,
to see.
Take your time, man. You don't need to run off the field.
Yeah. So the backup's in on the O-line, giving up some size. He's 5'11", 222, so a little bit smaller from 279. The clock continues to run. It's 2nd and 4, gain of 6 by Forrest on the last play. He'll stay in the game. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Lombardi in the shotgun. He's got time to throw. He's looking now. Here comes Brock Powers. He's chasing him from the backside. Lombardi's going to throw a dangerous throw, and that's almost picked off by J.J. Henry.
It hit him in the hands. He should have had that one.
You know,
that's
what?
Probably the only mistake the young man's made all night.
Had he not gone for that, though, I think Brady Carper was right there. Might have had a better play on that.
Yeah,
ball.
I would agree with that.
Dangerous throw by Lombardi, but just trying to get it away.
He threw it to the 40-yard line, and there were three Monarchs there. I don't think either one of them figured out who wanted to catch it.
So third and four now for Jerome. One receiver in the slot to the right, one at the hash. To the left, I'm sorry. One at the hash, one outside the numbers. One receiver to the right. Forrest stays in the game at running back. Lombardi in the shotgun. Forrest off his left hip.
Celtics move here.
Looks like we might have. We're going to back it up. It's a false start, against Jerome.
I have that only as their third penalty.
That sounds about right. I was just thinking, Steve, that it's been a
pretty clean game there. Yeah.
You're listening to Monarch Football on WDLR, My96.7, 70, 80s, and today. Two receivers left, one to the right. Ball on the right, a hash mark. Lombardi looking to throw. Pressure coming. He's going to dump it off. That's going to be to Lucas Franks, but he's not going to pick up very much.
Somebody was running too fast for me to get a number, but they were in the secondary and read that play because they just started darting towards where the play was coming, and it's you. That's good scouting. That's
sure.
Good, you know, that's good defense on these guys. They can just read that play. That's exactly why this defense is doing so well tonight. Looks like Berlin may get their very first win tonight.
What's the score over there, Steve?
17-7 is what I got them over Darby.
North Union on top of Indian Lake, 14-10. Liberty still beating Kaufman, 21-7. Westland on top of Scioto, 24-14. 21-0 the score here. 4:45 left in the game. Licata's going to be on the punt. It's going to be another good punt. Bisang's going to call for the fair catch, and he will do so.
It doesn't have to look pretty. You just have to catch it.
Yeah, just
I'm
catch
okay
it.
With that. Yeah.
Give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors, Monarchs Roofing, Middlefield Banking, Mike's Roofing, OSU Marion, Duke Insurance, Sheets, Intelligent, and, of course, Union Rural Electric. So the Monarchs will take over on their own 44-yard line. On top by three J.J. Henry touchdowns.
I would be shocked if you just don't see three straight running plays here.
Why not? Jerome's got three timeouts, and there's one right there that looks like Colin Wimmers. He's going to pick up a few there, push the pile a little bit, and finally be brought down.
A couple of linemen helping him shove him forward.
Gain of three is the exact spot on that. Bring up second and seven. Clock continues to run. Mark Crabtree has all three timeouts, but he hasn't gone to them just yet. I have to think he would go to them soon just to stop the clock. Marysville's getting some push on the line. Jerome's defense looks like it's slowly wearing down, I would have to think.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. One man in the backfield. Man goes in motion. There's Colin Wimmers again.
28
Wimmers,
the ball carrier.
Gain of one or two, maybe nothing crazy.
No, not at all.
Olin Tangey's up 54-7 over Thomas Worthington right
they
now.
They are
fourth
good.
Quarter.
You know, we talk about their defense, but, you know, they got Luke Kalicki back there at quarterback. He's a two-year starter.
Yeah.
They got a big tight end in Jackson Magnum.
Is he,
Six seven, I believe?
Yeah.
6'8"?
That's a big guy to
They're
try
leading.
And cover with a 5'10 receiver.
Yeah.
Or 5'10 DB.
Third and six, ball on the 48-yard line. 3:20 left in the game. Monarchs on top, 21-0. Man goes in motion, and there's the give. Right up the gut. That's Wimmers. He'll have enough for the first down. He's brought down at Jerome's 40. Wow, big run on fourth down.
I don't know if Carper felt that guy, but nobody touched the defensive end, and he was, you know, if he would have kept it, he would have lost yardage.
He would have been hurting. Marysville taking their time. There's 30 seconds on the play clock, 2:58 on the game clock, 21-0. A pair of J.J. Henry rushing touchdowns and a J.J. Henry interception return to the house is how we got there.
So I'm going to tell you, I've been writing in pencil all night. You can see that, right?
I can see that.
there's notes in blue on the back of my sheet here that I was afraid to read to start the game, so I'm going to read it once we finish here.
All right. You know. Two receivers to the right. There's the give. That's going to be Wimmers again. He's got all kinds of room, and he's across the 30 for another Monarch first down. Gain of about 13 there.
Yeah, another 13-yarder there.
They are just opening up holes for Colin, and he's hitting them hard.
22 Middleton on the stop.
He's still in there. 27's in there. Gage Henry's in, you know.
Getting some different players in there.
23 Deacon. Taking their time.
Taking
the play
their
going.
Time.
Tick, 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 tick.
125 seconds left on the clock. 21-0's the score here. Marysville has two timeouts, three timeouts for Jerome. Three receivers to the left. Carper under center. One man in the backfield. It's Colin Wimmers. They're going to give it to Colin again. He's hungry.
28.
He says, feed me, Seymour.
I see some D linemen for the Celtics kind of getting us.
5-yard gain on that. He's definitely picking up some yards here in the second half.
Back-to-back double digits run and then a 5-yard gain. Clock at about a minute 35. I don't think Crabtree's going to use his timeouts. I'm not sure there's any benefit of it at this time.
No, I would doubt that.
When you're down three scores, it doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, you let Marysville just keep running the clock here.
Yeah, play clock at 15.
One more play, maybe? Two more plays you got to get?
I would think so. Three receivers left, one to the right. Carper under center. There's the give Wimmers again. He's not going to. He hurdles a man. He gets down inside the 20.
Yeah, number 28, Wimmers was.
Wow.
Behind the line of scrimmage.
He gained a couple off that.
Yeah, gain of.
Reminds me of Julian Love coming out of Notre Dame where he's jumping over a player and he's keeping on going and diving forward for whatever he can get.
He has, you know, both of this two-headed monster, we'll call it, because, you know, in years past we've seen a lot of Marysville back cycle through three, four, five guys a game. But it's really been these two primary guys. And, you know, they don't have any stop in it. Until the whistle blows or their faces in the ground, they are running.
Yeah, their legs are pumping. They're moving the whole time.
30 ticks left on the clock, and they're in victory formation. And that'll do it. And backflip. That's going to be a 15-yard personal foul, but I don't think it matters at this point. J.J. Henry does a backflip on the field to celebrate the victory. That's going to be a personal foul on Dublin. That's surprising.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I mean, I don't know if you throw one on the backflip.
Excessive celebration, I guess. That's an interesting call.
Yeah,
must have set the down
there. There was a little pushing and shoving down there, but yeah. No.
So let's see.
I've seen that backflip before. I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal then, but I don't think it's really now. But
well, you know, even if it's, you know, 15 yards on Henry, again, it's not going to make a difference in the game.
He'll run a couple sprints at practice for that.
Yeah, right.
That'd be about it.
So the Monarchs get 8 hit by a late penalty. They're not even taking the field there.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. So that'll do it, folks. Monarch snap a two-game skid. They'll move to 500. Jerome losing three in a row. They're sitting at 500. Come on back, folks. Steve and I will wrap up with the post-game show. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Digging our classic hits on My96.7?
Oh, yeah!
But if you want to change a pace, check out our killer classic rock on our sister station, 95X.
It's time for this town to get down.
Eagles, Nirvana, Van Halen.
Wow, dude!
Live and local for Marion and Morrow County's Classic Rock 95X and streaming online at WVXGradio.com.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back, folks. Scott's Whiskey, Steve Ishmael. Connor Tracy back at the studios. Monarchs come out of Dublin Jerome and spoil their homecoming game by a score of 21-0. Let's talk about how we got there. It started in the first quarter. The Monarchs defense looking tough. Jerome's offense trying to get some life. They go for it on fourth and one, and they get stuffed. That would be one of two turnovers on downs that the Monarchs had in the game. A couple of minutes later, J.J. Henry would go 25 yards to the house and make it 7-0. That was one of three J.J. Henry's touchdowns tonight. So in the second quarter, the defenses both made statements. They both made stands. They both played well. There was no score. Big plays were, you know, Owen Harbold recovering a Ty Hawk fumble on a punt where it just slipped through his hands. The Monarchs trying to capitalize on that could not do so. Penalties, which have been an Achilles all night for Marysville, was on that drive. They had about 47 yards of penalties, I believe, on that one drive. Coming down to the end of the half, Isaac Heller, who did not do punting duties tonight, just did kicking duties, tried a 54-yarder, his third in 2 weeks, and it fell just short. I wouldn't be surprised next week if we see one of those hit the crossbar and go through, because they are dead center in that goalpost. So it would be 7-0 at the half. As we get into the third quarter, the Celtics are showing some life on offense. Joey Slate's opening up the running game a little bit, brings about a pass play. They try to do a little screen pass. It was one of those little bubble screens where, you know, everybody lets the defensive line come in, and Lombardi locked it up there, and J.J. Henry stepped right in front of it and took it 52 yards for a touchdown. That made it 14-0 on the pick six by the young man. Marysville would have their second turnover on downs and get the ball at the 44-yard line, and that would turn into J.J. Henry's third touchdown of the evening. This one from 30 yards out. 21-0 would do it. Monarchs would get the ball back and just chew up the clock. And they go on top winners tonight, 21-0. They will move to 3-3 going into their homecoming game, snapping a two-game losing streak. Dublin Jerome having some struggles on offense, losing their starting quarterback and their starting number one wide receiver, Noah Peoples and Matty Giannantonio, really look kind of defunct offensively. They had some spurts and some life showing in there, but their defense played just as well except for a couple of key plays. Of course, Marysville offensive line started to get some chunks. Their defensive line got push all night long. They put pressure on the young quarterback, and Marysville got to be happy with that. Steve, great night for the Monarch. Good night for the Monarch.
Well, I think it's a great night for Monarchs. When you look at their defense, they give up a total of 120 yards from what I have. You know, and that's just phenomenal in my opinion, because Jerome had 25 rushes for 64 yards.
Ooh, and a couple of them were 10-yard carries by Joey Slate in the second half.
Yeah, they were. They had a couple of those that way. But, you know, as far as the Monarchs go, you had, I got J.J. Henry, 17 carries for 98, just short of that 100-yard mark. But he got two touchdowns running the ball, and then he picked one off. I think if he's short of that 2 yards, I think he'll be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. More importantly, knowing the culture of this team like I do, he's probably more excited by the fact that they snap that two-game win streak, and they go 1-0 in conference play, and it's a good way to start.
So this piece I talked about earlier.
Let's talk about these blue notes.
That's written in blue here.
It used to be Stat Steve Nuggets. Now it's Secret Stat Steve Nuggets.
It's Secret Stat Steve. Well, the last six games, we were 6-0 against Jerome.
Okay.
All of them. You know, last eight, we were 7-1.
Okay. So
we've only lost one out of the last eight.
So we've had
we're now on a seven-game win streak against Jerome, which I didn't know until I actually started trying to look at all that stuff up.
I didn't know that either. That's impressive.
This is the first time that we beat their old coach from Kauffman. So
Mark Crabtree, yeah.
Because Crabtree had our number definitely at Kauffman,
yeah. And you know, he's got this program headed in a right direction.
He does.
You know,
he talked
about that when you interviewed him earlier in the week when we talked to him, and just he talked a lot about the culture here and how impressive it was. So some other scores from around the area. Berlin does look like they're going to get their first win over Hilliard Darby, 17-7. Upper Arlington easily beating Bradley, 31-14. Jonathan Alder going to go to undefeated, 31-7 is the score. North Union up 14-10 over Indian Lake. The Freddies of Fredericktown and the Golden Knights of Northmore, some of those cool nicknames. Fredericktown up 25-7. How about this? Liberty's going to get another win over Dublin Kaufman, 21-7. Mount Gilead staying undefeated, 39-7. Big Walnut, I'm showing a score of 35-0. Westland and Dublin Scioto, 31-14. Man, it was a rough night, football night for Dublin's school district. All three teams losing. Buckeye Valley and Franklin Heights, 14-14 there. Orange continues their dominance over Central Ohio, 42-7 against Davidson. West Liberty beating Fairbanks, 42-0. Olentangy, final there in Lewis Center. Our opponents next week, 54-7 over the Thomas Worthington Cardinals. The Shelby Whippets, 42. River Valley Vikings, 0.
That game was on 90. I like that one too, right?
When they come along, you must whip it. Clear Fork over Marion Harding, 31-7. So there you have it, folks. Next week, right here on My 96.7, Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable, 6 p.m. It's homecoming week at Impact Stadium. Kickoff will be at 7. Steve and I will be there. So from Dublin Jerome, where Marysville goes out on top by a score of 21-0 over the Celtics, for Steve Ishmael and Connor Tracy back at the DLR Studios, I'm Scott Swiezinski. You were listening to Monarch Football, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Good night, folks.
Under the lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Marysville Monarch High School football is brought to you by Union Rural Electric, OSU Marion, Mike's Roofing, Middlefield Bank, Sheets, Duke Insurance, Telligent, and Monarch Roofing.
My 96.7. Oh no, baby.
Under the lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7. The new My 96.7. And you can always catch us on your smartphone via the free TuneIn app. Just search WDLR.
It's going to be a short kick. And the cover! Oh, the Monarchs are down at the 25. Logan Hall kicks off to the right like an onside kick. Recovered by Grayson Fultz. Monarchs have the ball.
All the gridiron action is back on My 96.7 WDLR. I'm Scott Swiezinski. You can catch Marysville High School football every Friday night right here at 96.7. Catch all your fantastic plays and your gridiron excitement.
Hello and welcome to Matthew's Honda in Marion.
Thanks, mate. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Isn't that holiday in a few months?
Back to school is a holiday for me. Yeah! And I need to celebrate with something to get them there.
Well, you came to the right place. New 25 Honda Accord Sport Hybrids, zero down and lease from just $399 a month.
Whoa. Did you say zero down?
You heard right.
Not like $4,000?
Nope. Zero down and $399 a month for a new Accord Sport Hybrid. Think of all the money you'll save on gas.
The kids are going to school, but I'm getting the real lesson with zero down and $3.99 a month. Let's pick one out.
Well, it's just that easy.
Matthews Honda.
In Marion, MatthewsHondaMarion.com.
MatthewsHondaMarion.com.
That's Matthews with one T.
So much more in one location.
Lease with zero down, plus tax, title, acquisition fee, dealer fees, options, and possible color-up charge. 36-month lease, $10,000 a year. Must qualify for top-tier credit and loyalty or conquest cash to qualified buyers.
Your local TV and radio stations provide the most trusted news, emergency information, entertainment, and live sports, which your community relies on every day, without costly subscriptions. Don't let big tech silence local voices. Take action now to urge Washington to modernize the rules and keep local stations in your community.
Serving America's heartland, my 96.7.
Live and local, from Mount Gilead to Polaris, this is the new My 96.7.
Let's go, girls.
Come on.
tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. Like a woman.
Yeah. So let's dance.
My 96.7, 70s, 80s, and more from Marysville to Dublin to Delaware to Sunbury and all points in between. Hi there, I am Mark. Mark Bingaman from the Mid-Ohio Breakfast Club. We appreciate you hanging out. You want to hear some more tunes? No problem. Coming next here on the new My 96.7. Stand by.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. When asked about his Justice Department's indictment of his political foe, former FBI Director James Comey, President Trump today saying this is about justice.
Prosecutors are alleging that Comey shared sensitive information about an investigation into Hillary Clinton with a close friend so that that close friend could then pass that information along to a reporter.
ABC's Catherine Falders. DHS officials calling Des Moines, Iowa Public School Superintendent Ian Andre Roberts a criminal illegal alien from Guyana in possession of a loaded gun with a history of weapons charges. He's been detained. Video of an ICE agent pushing a woman at a federal courthouse in New York City going viral. That agent relieved of duties pending an investigation. Over 100 protesters near an immigration enforcement center outside of Chicago fired by agents with pepper balls and tear gas after some of the protesters tried to block a car. Over the Atlantic, Hurricane Umberto intensifying to a Category 3. This is ABC News.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies? Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
Be honest, ladies, you don't like going to the mechanic. He talks down to you, he talks over your head. That's why women all over Central Ohio have been taking their automotive needs to Jim Carpenter and his team at Auto Inspection Services.
I'm very comfortable as a woman. Sometimes you can be intimidated by the process, and I don't feel that way at all with Jim and his team. I feel very comfortable and like I'm getting an honest, fair assessment of what's wrong with my vehicle, and they fix it right the first time.
Check them out online at ais-hp.com.
They don't treat you like a dumb woman. I like that.
From the My 96.7 Forecast Center. For tonight, we'll have mainly clear skies, a low by dawn 54. Plenty of sunshine for Saturday with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi on the new My 96.7, 70s, 80s, and more.
The new My 96.7, kicking off 30 minutes of continuous music from the 70s, 80s, and more. And it starts right now.
Broken wings, you got to learn to fly, learn to live and love so free. Next stop, Chi-Town. Leo put the money down and let it roll. He said, one more job ought to get it. One last shot, no, we quit it. One for the road, Leo. Whoa, he's for the money, he's for the show.
Cry. you deserve somebody better, girl. He's good, cold as ice.
WDLR, Marysville, Delaware.
This is a radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine.
Serving America's heartland, my 96.7.
got this in pocket. Got that though. I am gonna use it. Intention. Motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No visa, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
Your music. This is the new My 96.7.
Ain't no country club either.